Thank God our audience would never pay one of those pay-per-view Tyson fights, right? Thank God for that. WQAM, Miami, Fort
Lauderdale. Stop, you get fired up when I hear someone say that.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at half past four, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt, while the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he'd spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go yourself.
Oh, my God.
10:02 at 560. Have you noticed how much Mo is out sick?
Oh, yeah.
What is that all about?
I'm not sure.
Last day I missed sick, a year ago February, almost a year and a half ago. Not that I'm patting myself on the back where I used to have that boil. And by the way, for all you medical experts out there who don't know your ass from Zach's elbow, I hate to break the news to you, but my boil that I lanced myself in my own little self-operation here is healing magnificently. There's just a little scab left there, and it's beautiful. No more of that the jungle juice on my back. It's great.
That's great.
Yeah, do you ever have a boil?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like fat people get boils.
It's possible.
Because when you build up all of that enormous amount of fat all around your body, it's just kind of like, you know.
It's got to find other ways to come out.
Exactly. And we got a great news today. We're going to have a momentous occasion. Josh Cordes is getting registered to vote today.
Oh!
We got some fruitcake, some listener coming in. And what did he say he's with, the organization?
I have no clue who he's with. you know, he comes to people to register them, so
yeah,
that's the deal.
I hear he marched in a parade on Sunday.
Come on now.
No, the election signing up parade, not the one you're thinking about. Boy, you are really nervous. Oh, and speaking of that, too bad George isn't here today. Because I'm watching the news this morning, and here's a young guy, not some doddering old fart like me, a young guy, looked straight as an arrow to me, although you never can be too sure, but at any rate, he was playing the slots at Harrah's in Vegas, Wheel of Fortune,
and he
won $1.8 million.
Oh, he was a big wiener?
$1.8 million playing the slots, Wheel of Fortune in Vegas. So I guess that's only for pansies. Well, if you listen to George, Josh, I'm telling you, you're just going straight down the tubes. Just look at that marriage, look at that unwanted child, look at all these problems. But anyway,
But he's so happy.
You know, huh?
Isn't he so happy?
Right. That's why he keeps trying to poison his wife's Kool-Aid, because he's so happy. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Bad news, Deli Rock. I guess that real secret, in fact, the people at the networks were pissed off and fired up themselves because they wouldn't even let them in there yesterday to photograph the handover, and they didn't give them any advance notice, and they were just foaming at the mouth because they had all their big honchos in there. But you'll be pleased to know that Paul Azan and CNN last night had a big celebration over there. They were cheerleading. They had everything but the pom-poms, and now it's Operation, what is it? Iraq the Next Chapter, some kind of crap like that. They already came up with some name for it.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 11. Three Marines killed in Baghdad blast this morning. Guerrillas detonated a roadside bomb as a U.S. convoy passed in Baghdad today, killing three Marines, wounding two others. It was the first reported fatal attack on U.S. forces in Iraq since the formal handover of sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government on Monday. So it didn't take too long. A little bit of good news, although not for Americans, because we, quite frankly, don't care about the Turks all that much. Do we? Do you care about the Turks?
Not really.
No, I don't know any Turks when you come right down to it. But anyway, the three Turkish hostages, they were freed. The American, no. Not, we don't know yet. Ain't looking too good. And I do want to say this for the Michael Moore bashers out there before we get into anything else. There is a, on michaelmoore.com, which I emailed it to Eric, and I'm sure he'll have it on our website in no time at all, just in a matter of moments. Too long to read on the air by far. I don't want to do all of that reading because then the two of you guys will get all bent out of shape and probably just get up and walk out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's 9 pages long, but it's a rebuttal to all the headline says, Michael Isikoff and Newsweek magazine deceived the public about Fahrenheit 9/11. So if anybody says that there are lies in there or inaccuracies, this point by point goes down and gives you all the MS, tells you exactly what it is, and also debunks the crap that Michael Isikoff wrote in Newsweek. At any rate. Okay, poll result from yesterday before we do our behind-the-beaded-curtain thing with Nell McAndrew. 2,285 votes. Now, that's pretty impressive, if you ask me.
You're worried about 1,000.
No, well, that was during the show.
Oh.
Listen, don't start playing expert, okay? You're an outsider. We appreciate having you this week by request, but, you know, don't get too carried away.
Okay.
Because you work with Robert Grieper every day, so we don't really trust you all that much, okay?
I gotcha.
Robert suffers from a mental illness, but that's another story. Well, you already know that.
Yes, I do.
What's your take on Michael Moore's Fahrenheit movie, movie in the Fahrenheit, whatever it is, 11? 2285. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. 1,239. I bet you those lines are all around the block right now.
All the losers.
Yeah, all those losers waiting online. 1,239 losers. Saw it. It was sensational. 667. Will absolutely not watch it. 219. It's 9.5%. Now, I thought about that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't like Michael Moore or that they are apologists for Bush. Maybe it's just not their kind of movie. Maybe they want to go see White Chicks. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe they want to go see Spider-Man 2.
That comes out soon.
Or Scooby-Doo Part 8, something like that. Maybe that's more up their alley. But at any rate, 9.6% will not watch it, period. Don't confuse us with the truth. Oh, a small bomb explodes an empty plane in Istanbul. Well, that's big news. Saw that it sucked, 87. I'm really dubious about that one. And saw it was good, 74. So about 10% said they saw of the people who saw it said it sucked. And 90%, which is right in line with what the national average was, said it was either excellent or very good. What the hell is this?
Oh.
Taxes already? Ratings coming out at 11:30. And I'm not going to bore you with the usual way we do that. I'm changing that because it's bad radio. It is horrendous radio. Oh, look at this. Zach just faxed me back my poll. That's good.
I thought you wanted to see it again.
Oh. Here's a fax from Jason in Miami Lakes who says, I love your show. I saw the movie yesterday. It was amazing. It was the light in the darkness. And Jason, you are
absolutely correct, sir.
At the end, everyone clapped as if there was going to be an encore. Yeah, that's what we did here in Toronto. It was a sitting ovation. It was great. The funniest thing in that movie was when Moore was talking about the fear they were putting in the hearts of Americans, like the company who made the terrorist cage, which looked like a porta potty. Oh yeah, that was that was special. It looked like a porta potty. And you can't get through that. You can just sit in there and feel completely safe. It reminded it was like a throwback to the days in the '50s during the Cold War, when they used to have all of those PS, those public service announcements about what to do in case they dropped a bomb, and just duck and cover, and show the kids how to duck under the desk at classroom, stupid things like that.
Stop, drop, and roll.
And the man who created the 30-second parachute, which took 30 minutes to put on, and that was cute, says, let's boot the bush, says Jason in Miami Lakes. Okay, Nell McAndrew, she's behind a beaded curtain today. Born November 6, 1973, which makes her...
About 30, man.
Right. You know her?
I know her now.
You don't know Nell McAndrew?
No, I don't. I really
Born
don't.
In Leeds, England, UK... Reported figure of 35D, 2635 makes her bustier than her animated fictional Lara Croft alter ego. Anyway, she was in Tomb Raider 3, Adventures of Lara Croft, Tomb Raider 2, Dale's Wedding, Importance of Being Famous. That was made for TV. A lot of made for TV crap. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's a knockout TV series. You don't know who this is?
I have not seen any of that.
Well, she's right there for everyone to see. John Ashcroft, you'll notice, is like wincing because both boobies are visible today as opposed to yesterday. Both boobies are visible to the naked eye. I just mentioned that in passing, Nell McAndrew. So take a quick peek if you're old enough. Now, the poll I'm taking today is motivated by the latest polls on the election. And those people out there would say, see, I was thinking about this while I'm sitting on the throne this morning. I just fell into a bucket of crap. You know why?
Why is that?
Because there are a lot of those people, like the Stern people. Well, you know, the Howard Stern people are really pissed off, and they miss Howard Stern. They don't want to hear you reading all these articles and talking about politics. They don't care about that stuff. Oh, by the way, Howard ain't going anywhere. That's on radio and records today. He made all the threats that as soon as Schmendrick there left, Mel Karmazin left, he was going to bail out. He ain't going anywhere. See, one thing about Howard Stern, let me just tell you this. He's all about Howard Stern. It's all about himself. Not about the industry, not about freedom of speech, not about anything else other than himself, ego, and a lot of money. At any rate, I just mentioned that in passing. And what the hell was I talking about?
Got me.
See, you're not paying any attention.
I was listening to the Howard Stern stuff.
Is he eating again?
Not yet.
Yeah, you will be. And the good news, see, I'm going to save your life today, and the reason being that you don't have to worry about any food coming in to keep you there till 2:30, because this guy is coming in sometime during the show to sign Josh up.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'll sign him up, get him registered to vote. Anybody out there? Oh, so anyway, my point being that I started before I interrupted myself with the Stern stuff was about I fell into a bucket of crap because by talking about all of these things and deciding that it was an election year, I might make a difference of a few votes.
About 30, man.
And trying to make a little bit of a difference as opposed to just being a goofball on the ear. And here we are. We can't play the fart sounds. We can't play. In fact, that bit we played in the beginning, Farmer's Daughter, is about as close to the edge as you'll ever hear again on the radio, at least in our lifetime. So we can't play most of the really creative, racy stuff anymore anyhow. So those people, we ain't got nothing for you. Sorry. Bye-bye. See ya. Good luck to you, okay? Got no bull dykes, no boobies. We got a couple of boobies on our website there. We got many boobies working in the station. But that's it. We got nothing for those guys. So I guess it was kind of a fortuitous thing that I fell back into doing this, like, you know, let's save the world again a little bit. See what I'm saying?
Well, it was nice of you.
Although it does have nothing to do with sports. I was in here yesterday, which I almost never do. And again, just that wild luck of mine. Opened up the pot, and there was the Mad Dog giving the lineup, and he made some comment about, he always refers to me as the gorilla in a very complimentary way, of course, my good friend the Mad Dog.
All right.
But I said, well, you know, he must have a wet spot in his pants after seeing that movie for a night. See, he's not going to go see it. And he says, well, you know, Neil, politically, he's to the left and I'm to the right, which I guess is why he gave that money, the campaign donation, to Bob Graham. Or maybe because he's got a business in Miami Lakes, you think that's called covering your ass, just in case Graham got in?
Sure.
That must be it. So it's called, like, and the good news is we won't have Curtis, not that it's shot of Curtis, but we won't have Joe Zagacki or Curtis. Mad Dog decided to work today. Oh! How do you like that? He's
going to
pick his days off a little more carefully from now on. And if the ratings, which come out at 11:30, they're bad in the morning, I can guarantee him, his illness will extend another day. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Almost every time a trend or the book comes out and Mo has it, the morning numbers are bad, Mo is ill the next day. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Feel better, sweetheart, okay? Geldy says if you come in tomorrow morning, he'll rub it and make it feel better. 10:13 at 560 WQM. If you're on the Atkins diet, the South Beach Sugar Busters, or any low-carb sugar-free diet, the Lights of West Boca wants you to know that they've helped thousands of low-carb dieters just like you achieve their weight loss goals. Today, shopping for the right low-carb products has become like a nightmare because everybody and their brother claims to have low-carb this and low-carb that, but most of the so-called low-carb products on grocery store shelves won't help you lose weight because they're full of carbs and full of garbage. So don't sabotage your weight loss goals. Come into the Lights of West Boca where they really know their stuff. They'll help you stay on the right track with hundreds of the best-tasting low-carb products, and you can try anything in the store before you shell out any cash and buy it. They got a knowledgeable staff that knows low-carb dieting inside and out. They're open every day till 10. By the way, the Liberal Party won a minority government yesterday here in Canada. Paul Martin, pretty weak. Don't forget, see, I'm choked up about it. They're guaranteed lowest price policy on all Atkins, Carbolite, and Pure Delight products, too. And Delights of West Boca will not be undersold, either. Delights is on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, next to Boston Market. You can call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB, L-O-W-C-A-R-B, or on the web, it's lowcarb.com, also, of course, with a W. That's Delights of West Boca, your official Atkins retail center.
Private and local, this is 560. The radio's all yours now.
QAM. Sir Mary Catherine, Jesus!
Well, I must be dead now. Well, that tunnel was a light in the wall.
Oh, I knew this would happen sooner or later. What the hell is there under this light?
Look at that. Look at a big
thank
day.
Thank you so much for
can I do another day?
Wait or stay.
Yeah, pardon me, pal.
Yes?
You think I could get inside?
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. So you're going to let me in or what?
He only allows. Wouldn't let you in there.
Yeah, you got a good perm.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Mr. Lau.
I just let that other guy in.
But I don't like you.
Now, look, maybe we can work something out here. I mean, I tell you what, I'll let you rent me.
Well, let me see what I can do. Yeah, I'll tell him.
What did he say? Come on, spill it.
We'd like you to go away. Far away.
Like where?
Back to New York.
Oh, that's a hell of a town. When a thing goes up and the pants go down.
Yes. Yeah, and some of your former associates are anxious to see you again.
Okay, that's, wait a minute. I forgot about him.
Oh, here.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're welcome back, man.
Wait a minute.
Yes, we've been waiting for you.
You got me all wrong.
Ten 19 at 560. Maybe that's why he's out ill in today. Maybe some of his old friends from New York caught up with him.
It's possible.
I think it's the ratings. Every time around ratings time, it gets really neurotic and psychotic. Now, it couldn't have to do with the fact that Greg keeps planting those very jackass stories about how we're going to put Stern on in the morning, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, and how he hates Mo like poison. That couldn't have anything to do with it, you think? Or the fact that he's back together. Maybe just one day working with Gelda yesterday morning, maybe that's what put him over the edge.
Yeah, that was an interesting... I was wondering how it was all going to come together this week.
Yeah, and what's your annualization? You said it was like peanut butter and jelly. They were just... they never missed a beat.
It seemed unbelievable. It seemed like they... You're right, they didn't miss a beat. But the week before, they were getting on each other.
Yeah, really?
And he's off today.
Yeah, I think yes. I think one day at a time is all I can handle. He's going to be out sick a lot until they get rid of Gildy. You know what I'm saying? In fact, that's my choice. If Greg Reed were to call me at 2 o'clock this afternoon and say, "Okay, we've decided that we're how they're always making cutbacks."
Oh yeah.
And we have these budgetary deficits now. Things are getting really out of control, and it's the dog days. We decided we have to make one cutback there in the staff in that morning between 5 and 10 in the a.m. Who should we get rid of? Who should we dump? Certainly wouldn't be Joe Rose. No question about that. We love the little dog. And it certainly wouldn't be my good friend Mo.
Absolutely.
So I guess there's the odd man out.
Ow!
You're out, Bill. Get lost. Somebody faxes me, Joe faxes me this, from Kevin Phillips, American Dynasty. Well, I don't want to read it, Joe, but you're right. I got the book sitting in the other room. I'll get around to it. Now, somebody faxes me a poll from HBO, which leads right into our poll today. Look at this. Now, he's blocked something out here, which always bothers me, or is that part of the, can you see?
I think it's just a bad copy.
No, it's just part of the logo, okay, from HBO. Who will you vote for in November? And I have no idea how many votes there were. See, I'm never that impressed about a poll where they don't show any votes, like on Paul and Old Ron or stuff like that, where they take a poll. There's about how many votes.
About 30, man.
Doesn't really mean too much. They will ask on HBO, though, who will you vote for in November? 6% Bush, 84% Kerry, other 5% undecided 5%. Well, that's wonderful. So if only the people who watch HBO, we got it licked. We got rid of Bush. But... with all of the crap that's going on, the Michael Moore movie is out. Iraq has been going very, very badly. We're getting people with their heads chopped off. People are dying every day. They gave them the quick shuffle yesterday very quietly. Here you go. We don't want it. You can grab it. They're saying the troops are going to have to be there at least another couple of years, and who knows, maybe years after that. All of the economy, in spite of all these bright numbers they keep playing up, the fact is there's still enormous millions of people out of work. But in spite of that, despite concerns about his handling of Iraq and an overall approval rating of 42%, which is his lowest ever, I should point out, 42%. 40% of Americans say they don't have an opinion about Senator John Kerry, the likely Democratic presidential nominee, despite what both parties' earliest and most expensive TV advertising campaigns. He spent millions and millions in May. You see any of those spots?
Some.
Weak. Very weak. Almost as weak as his hairdo. So anyway, here's the latest poll, CBS News, New York Times poll. Kerry, 45%. Bush, 44%. It's a sharp turnaround for the Bush campaign. In May, Kerry opened up an 8-point lead. You ready for that? Yeah, 45 for Kerry, 44 for Bush, which is a statistical dead heat. And then this goes on. It's on our website. It's way too long. It's got all the everything under the sun, the issues, war in Iraq, the economy, health care, education, who's got the best hairdo, who's got the best scared deer in the headlights look, you know, that kind of crap. Who reads My Pet Goat best, stuff like that. I think it's My Pet Goat against an old goat. I hate to say that. Isn't that bad?
Oh, yeah.
But it's the truth. That's the way I perceive it. Oh, speaking of polls, CNN Online took this poll. Now that we got the three Marines dead in Baghdad this morning, they asked, do you think the new Iraqi government will be able to solve their security problems? They have 115,418 votes so far. Yes, 24%. No.
No.
76%. So people aren't sold too big on that, I guess.
Not at all.
So here's our poll today. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? See, I must be stupid. I realize there are a lot of dumb people out there, but I must be dumber than them. Because for the life of me, I don't get it. I don't understand it. There is nothing. There's about, I guess it's 44%. No matter what you say, no matter what happens, he could come to their house and take a gigantic diarrhea right in their living room there, and it wouldn't make any difference to these people. You know what I'm saying? How is that possible?
I'm not sure.
How can there be so many idiotic, stupid people? Of course, most of them in these so-called red states. Red, as in redneck. Is that what the red stands for? Redneck states.
Oh, I can only guess.
So here's the poll. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? I got five choices on here. America loves Bush. Kerry's campaign sucks. Nobody knows Kerry yet. Americans are morons. Or the media is in Bush's pocket. I think those are five excellent choices if you ask me since I made the poll up. America loves Bush. Kerry's campaign sucks. Nobody knows Kerry yet. Americans are morons, or the media is in Bush's pocket. Your choice. And let me say it again. If you think that there are inaccuracies in the Michael Moore movie, go to our website and take a look at that. I'm sure Eric will have it on there just momentarily, wouldn't you think? In fact, maybe it's already on there. Knowing how fast he moves at times, especially when there's food around.
Oh, he's swift.
Yeah, you're a good one to talk.
Hey, I'm not. You're right.
Okay, let me just take a peek. See if this thing will pop up here and see if he's got that on there yet. Oh, he should probably have already told you in the little box, Josh. Okay, let's take a look. Huh? Is it up?
Yeah, it's up.
There it is right there, right on top. Lead story. Right under where it says News Archives. Michael Isikoff and Newsweek magazine deceived the public about Fahrenheit 9/11. And there are all the questionable points, all the things that have been challenged in the movie. So those people will say, oh, I'm not going to go see it. It's just a bunch of lies. Damn well researched, if you ask me, okay? Speaking of talk radio, wait till you hear this. Talk radio comes to Baghdad, offers Iraqis a venue for venting. Wouldn't you love to hear that?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Now, I wonder if they can play fart sounds.
Probably. They probably don't have any restrictions over there.
They probably have, that's a good point. They probably have freer reign to do stuff on the air than we do.
Yeah.
Because in Baghdad, at least yet, they don't have the FCC. They don't have a bunch of right-wing lunatics.
Not yet.
The calls come in a flurry, a race by residents of Baghdad and the surrounding areas to dial one of Radio Dijla's two call-in lines. They got two lines, man. Hello, hello, yes, what do you think? Asked program host Majid Salim. Should there be a curfew on the day of the handover? As Iraq's interim government assumed sovereignty Monday, 2 days ahead of schedule, the country remained plagued by blackouts, security woes, overflowing sewers, a lack of clean drinking water, unemployment, and doubts about whether it's headed toward democracy. Amid that litany of despair, what Iraqis do have is the region's first independent, uncensored talk radio station, where they can even play fart sounds, I believe. And after 35 years of Saddam Hussein's dictatorial rule, where voicing the wrong opinion could lead to a beating or even execution, Iraqis are loving it. Radio Dijla, hi, this is Marwa. Yes, it's a good idea, says one caller from Baghdad. We should celebrate democracy, but we've got to take care. It's not just worth having people get killed in a bombing just to attend a celebration. Stay home. Thank you, says Salim. Next caller. This is Talk Radio Baghdad style, where the survey question of the day mirrors the shifting priorities of Iraqis, whether they're worried that foreign insurgents will try to derail the handover or if there's an end in sight to the long gas lines in a country with all of that oil, etc., and all these things. So how do you like that? They got free speech in Iraq. They play fart sounds. They're probably even playing the Sofa King bit that we can't play anymore, you bet? I guarantee if we send it to them, they play it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So maybe we'll pipe some of that in. 27 past 10 at 560 QAM. Let's tell you right now, speaking of schmutz, if your carpets are in bad shape, don't go run into the supermarket and schlepping home a bunch of heavy equipment and try to be a carpet cleaner yourself. All you're going to do is make a mess and be depressed. Don't open the yellow pages and trust your expensive carpets to some axe murderer out there. Do the smart thing like I've been doing in homes for over 20 years now, and everybody in South Florida with a brain has been doing since 1979. Call the experts at Dry Concepts. They've got certified technicians who really know their stuff inside and out, and they'll dry clean your carpet, same idea as dry cleaning your clothing. Nobody in the universe beside these folks do it. It's an exclusive patented method, and it leaves your carpets looking just like brand new, smelling them any fresh. They're drying a couple of hours, so you really can clean today and entertain tonight. Beware of those $5.95 per room scam artists. All they do is rip you off. No worries about that with Dry Concepts because they give you a written guaranteed price up front before they start doing that fantastic job on your carpeting, your area rugs, your oriental rugs, your furniture, your upholstery, all these things. So pick up that phone or call them right now. When you do call Dry Concepts, ask them to put you on their standby list, which will save you an extra 15% off their already unbeatable low price and great deal. Call them toll-free from anywhere in South Florida, 1-800-248-5071. That's 1-800-248-5071, or check them on the web at dryconcepts.com.
HBO's Wastiest Comedy is now in syndication. TBS Superstation is proud to bring you And the City.
Wait, isn't that show called Sex and the City?
Nope, it's And the City.
Well, what happened to the sex?
It's all been edited so we could show it on basic cable. You won't want to miss a single second of every hilarious five-minute episode of And the City.
But isn't that show a half hour long?
Not after all the objectionable material hit the cutting room floor. And speaking of the floor, you'll be rolling in laughter on yours when you watch the antics of And the City's three gorgeous female stars.
I thought it had four women.
Well, unfortunately, none of Samantha's scenes could be salvaged. But don't fret. And the City on TBS will still be serving up plenty of racy episodes about shoes. Shoes.
Will we at least find out how big Mr. Big's feet are?
Shh! We can't even mention him. Tune in to TBS, the new home of And the City.
It's not HBO. It's TV.
10:33. I guarantee you they're playing fart sounds on here on Baghdad Talk Radio. I wonder if it doesn't have, like, call letters. I think the station's got a call letter or just maybe a spot on the dial. Does it say in here? I'm looking. They're getting nearly 18,000 calls a day on their two phone lines. Is that incredible or what?
Wow.
Can you imagine if we don't get 18,000 calls a month?
They got that in one day?
18,000 calls a day on its two lines.
I would hate to be answering phones on that station.
No, you'd hate to be answering phones on this show is what you'd hate to be doing.
Yeah,
that's why we don't do it. But, of course, by not answering phones on the show, you and Josh get to miss out on the good stuff like the Raspberry Guy and, of course, Chamba and some of that. But every now and then we put one of those on the air just to make you so you don't feel you're left out.
I appreciate it.
How do you like that? And it quotes this guy who's on the air here who used to be at Radio Shabab or Youth Radio and all this other crap. This is amazing. They got a radio station with freedom of speech. So we were exporting democracy to Iraq, supposedly, while we're losing democracy. It's kind of that yin and yang kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Do better for them and then still...
Yeah, that's right. It's like the balance of the world. We have to lose a lot of rights, and so we're going to try to give them a whole bunch of them, even if they don't want them. What do we got so far? 102 votes. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? It's like a flat-footed tie. Kerry's like a sliver, a little curly head, hair ahead. Americans are morons, 46 said that. The media's in Bush's pocket, 24. Kerry's campaign sucks, 20. America loves Bush, 7. And nobody knows Kerry at 5. That's what we got so far. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. We got that trend coming out. This is March, April, May. Ready for that?
I'm excited.
11:30, those numbers are going to be on. Like I said, I'm not going to let it all come in, and then I'll try to put it together as opposed to this frantic, hysteric, because they never send it to me in the right order anyway. I know they send it in whatever order it comes down, but it just, I mean, like 12-plus, does anybody care about 12-plus, which includes everybody over the age of 100, like a Radio Mambi and all those old fart stations? No, we don't care about that. But send them anyway, Duff, and give us something to talk about. See, I'm thinking to myself, and I know this is true, and this is one of the reasons that Mo and I are bonding so much lately.
Absolutely.
Because I know that he's listening to this show right now. Even as sick as a dog, he's probably home like with wild diarrhea and puking his guts out. Probably has to like be dry cleaning his piece.
I'm listening.
No question about it. But I'm sure that most of the other people who are on the air and work at this radio station, they're listening to like 940 or maybe even listening to that new FLLLL, I fell and can't get up station, whatever that is. What's that guy's name?
Dino Costa or something like that is one
who?
Of the guys. Yeah, one of the guys who are on the shows.
No, no, but what's the guy that put that thing on the air, that the loser that used to be on Fox Sports? He bought the time on, well, whatever. See, nobody
Foster.
Even knows what it is. Carl, that's it. Carl Bananas Foster. That's the one. Carl Foster Hewitt. So the people, because if it has nothing to do with sports, which is one of the things that's so depressing to me, is that no matter, it's like 9/11. I think that 9/11, as grotesque as it was in every possible way, was also a microcosm of what's wrong with this radio station and what's wrong with the sports nerds. It makes no difference what else is going on in the world or in the country or, like, even downtown Miami. There could be some kind of horrendous thing happening, heaven forbid, as they say. But if it doesn't have to do with ball games, then who the hell cares about it? If it doesn't have to do with sports, then we just don't care. Which is why for an hour after the World Trade Centers were hit by those two commercial jets, we were still talking about sports, and Gilly was whining. What can we tell him about it? What can we say? Let's talk about the Marlins. You know, that crap. Just once, I would love to turn on, come in here, open up the pot and listen to one of the shows and hear one of my colleagues, as they say, make some comment about Fahrenheit 9/11, other than the fact I got a stain in my pants from seeing it. I got a stain at the bottom of my pants from seeing it, okay? On the wrong end, Mad Dog. He ain't going to go see it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because there's no ball games in it.
We could give him free tickets to the Marlins if he goes sees it.
He still ain't going to go see it. I'm holding out some hope for Hank, okay? Because Hank has other interests than just ball games. If you catch my drift.
I got you.
567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. In fact, maybe Mo went to see it the other day and made him sick to his stomach. He was so distraught from it. You think that's a possibility?
That could definitely be.
Could
that.
Be.
Do.
WQAM, hello. Not there. WQAM, hello.
Hi, is this Neil?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, Neil. I saw the movie last night in Coconut Grove late, and it was packed, and there was a huge line, and it was filled with a lot of young people, which was very refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing everywhere. That's the good news.
You know, in Coconut Grove. And this, you were talking about this Negroponte guy yesterday.
Yeah.
He's sleazy. He was in charge of the negotiations in South Vietnam with the North Vietnamese around 1975. And, of course, the North Vietnamese troops, everyone was odd to say the U.S. pulled out and the whole country collapsed, a year later or whatever it was. He was there when that was happening. He was in charge of it. I was just watching a documentary on that.
Yeah.
So
he did a beautiful job in Honduras of looking the other way. I'll tell you that. He's going to be doing the same thing in Iraq.
Absolutely. And as for your pool, if he's still tied in the pool, it has to be high-grade morons, Americans. It absolutely has to be.
But so in other words, you don't think the fact that Kerry looks like a dead man in a suit and is running an ineffectual campaign, you don't think that might have a little something to do with it?
Well, certainly he does, but you could put, to me, they should be able to put up anyone against Bush, and he or she should be able to win.
But that's what really emphasizes that much more. As poorly as he's doing, his popularity ratings are dropping, but Kerry's not gaining any. Now, you know, maybe there's a little ray of hope. We haven't had a convention yet. Kerry hasn't really been seen all that much yet, and he's known as a great closer like he did in the primaries. You know, he was like nowhere, and then he came out like gangbusters when the voting started. So maybe actually he'll take a breath or two before Election Day.
Let's hope so. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we need somebody with a little bit of vim and vigor, maybe. Somebody who's alive, that's what we need. Instead of a dead man in a suit. He is really just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm coming down too hard on him, you think?
No, I don't know what he's waiting for.
I mean, granted, it's only the end of June. You got a long way. You got 4 months to go to election November 2nd. But Jesus, Kerry, just, somebody light a fire under his ass. Man, maybe Teresa ought to open up the Heinz ketchup bottle and squeeze a little on his armpits. Get something to get him going. Man, every time you see him, he's got that same Herman Munster look on his face, like he's not even human. WQAM, hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Uncle Neil.
Speaking to him.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Neil. Uncle Neil, I'm hearing what you're saying about John Kerry, and you're right. He's stiff as suit. He's the only man in politics who can make Michael Dukakis look macho. it's unbelievable. You're right. He's like laying down and dying. And you got to wonder if, like, Republicans...
I'm dying on the
if they donated to Kerry in the primaries just to set him up as a loser.
Yeah, they kept telling us that Dean didn't have any chance. Maybe they gave us the bait and switch there or something. Maybe that's what happened to us.
Your Honor, I think the only hope for his ticket is John Edwards, who's a great master debater, who can at least say something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just my 2 cents, Uncle Neil. I'll keep listening.
Okay, don't say Uncle Neil anymore, please. You're making a fool of yourself. 10:41, 19-11. Did that guy show up yet to sign you up, Josh?
No.
You're starting to sound a little bit tense about it. This guy's, it's going to be great. It'll be painless. It's like getting your blood drawn, man.
All right. I'm here.
You were you weren't around that day that I had my blood drawn right there in the ear, and that very nice lady came in. She stuck that needle in my arm and just, Huh?
I don't like giving blood. It's not for me.
Oh, are you another one of these pansies?
I'm not a pansy.
And you're talking about guys who play slot machines in the casinos? Oh, and you know what reminds me? I got to find the answer to this question from somebody who's been to the Seminole place. They were, see, there's so many stupid people out there. You've been there?
Yeah.
But you don't play the slots?
No, I don't.
Okay, but have you seen other people playing slots?
Sure.
Now, do the wheels actually spin on the slot machines or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So what they were complaining about was, oh, they're not real slot machines. Instead of the money coming out, the little slip of paper comes out. These have got to be the dumbest people. If it's the same as what it is here at the new Niagara Falls View Casino, that's the wave of the future, baby. That's the new deal. So you don't have to get your hands all full of that black crap and keep washing your hands every 5 minutes and playing with all those coins and everything. A slip comes out. It's got a barcode on it. I described this the other day. If that's what they're doing at Seminole, then those are real slot machines.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it's got an amount on it. Like if you win $150, it says $150. It's got a barcode. You can stick it in another machine and play that machine.
Absolutely.
Instead of putting in cash? Well, that's great. That's modernistic and futuristic. I'm coming. I'll be there in a half an hour. How do you like that?
Oh, we can't wait.
I'm getting on the Concorde. I'm jetting right on down. People talk such crap. Man, don't ever believe anything people say on these talk shows, folks, okay? I'd rather hear a Radio Iraq. They got a better chance. 10:43, and plus they can fart on the air. Is your company suffering from regulations that increase labor costs? Let Oasis Outsourcing help you when it comes to the people side of your business. Payroll administration, Fortune 500 company employee benefits, human resource services, and risk management are just a few of the services Oasis Outsourcing can cover to help your business be more profitable. Call Oasis Outsourcing today for a free evaluation at 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747. With more than 60,000 employees worldwide, Oasis Outsourcing understands many facets to human resource management. Outsourcing is being recognized by firms large and small as a powerful management choice, which lets you focus on your core business while you leave the operational details to the folks at Oasis Outsourcing. So let Oasis Outsourcing make your business a lot more profitable. If you'd like a free, no-obligation evaluation, call them at that toll-free number. Call 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747 for Oasis Outsourcing.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
It's summer, and if you're looking for a summer job, what about becoming an insurgent? Insurgents make a great amount of money, and you only need to work weekends if you like. Any experience with C4 and RPGs is a plus, but we will train you. And don't forget, insurgents get all the jihadis.
Is that an SA-16 rocket launcher in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
So if you hate Americans, Jews, and tight-fitting clothes, insurgent is a line of work for you. Become an insurgent this summer and earn the big bucks. We're taking applications now, so hurry down and sign up. Insurgents, where there is always an opening.
10:47 at 560 WQM. Now, this might be a little clue as to why Mo wasn't on this morning.
Absolutely.
This fact here about Howard Stern?
Could be.
Says, web listener here from the Northeast, Howard Stern will be holding a press conference tomorrow during which he may be announcing his reentry into South Florida.
Uh-oh.
Could be right here on QAM. Could be bye-bye to Mo and... Yaldi. Anyway, whatever it is, he says it'll be great news for Bush Michael Powell FCC bashers. You'd be proud to hear Stern's show now. He's finally using his national reach, what's left of it, to rally behind pro-choice and stem cell. And it's, I'm not just putting that in myself. That's what it says here, what's left of it. I mean, all he lost, he didn't lose Miami, but the other markets, Rochester, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Louisville, and Orlando, okay? And that's hardly like, you know, when you're on in L.A. and New York and Chicago and Detroit and Boston and Philadelphia. I mean, you know, what's the big deal? Anyway, he's using his national reach to rally behind pro-choice and stem cell research, pro-Kerry, Michael Moore, et cetera. Have you seen his website lately?
No.
filled with all great bedtime stories. Screw Air America. Stern is our national mouthpiece. Well, if that's the case, more power to him. I don't hear him because he ain't on here anymore, and he sure as hell isn't on there anymore. But if that's the case, te salud. We'll see. You think he's coming back on here in South Florida?
I think he might.
Where and where would that be?
That I can't answer for you.
Well, you can make a guess.
I mean, I guess he's going to be on the radio somewhere down here.
No, make a guess. Give me a station. Give me a frequency. Give me a number. Give me something.
I don't know. You won't go back to where he was. I don't know. Maybe Zeta.
Well, Clear Channel owns all the radio stations. The only companies that own radio stations in South Florida for the most part is Clear Channel, Cox, which you ain't going to put him on, and us. And Jefferson Pilot's got a couple of losers there, like Life.
I think he'd fit good there.
Yeah, he'd be great on Life. But that Carpenter's music would be perfect. Anyway, Tom in Coral Springs says, saw Terror Night 9/11 last night in North Broward. Standing room only, all shows. Noticed about 20% of the audience were our dark-complected friends. That's good. They need to see it to be motivated, so they go out and get pissed off and fired up and vote four or five times. It says, wake up, America, our CIA protecting Saudi embassy. What a bunch of Bush crap. I can't say the rest of it. Oh, yeah, that was pretty interesting, too, about the Saudi embassy and how the Secret Service came over to find out what Michael Moore and the photography were doing there. They were just filming a little segment across the street from it. He said, do you ordinarily protect foreign embassies? Well, no, but, yeah, we were told to come and see what you're doing and have a nice day. And the general message being that, well, are the Saudis generally a pain in the ass? I can't comment. And Michael Moore says, I'll take that as a yes. Gary says, is it me or do you get the feeling Bush could be, oh, that's bad. Bush could be head carry on the 6 o'clock news and still be in a virtual tie or neck and neck. Is that a play on words? It's extremely frustrating. Sorry for becoming a chronic effect, says Gary. That's okay, Gary. At least you're pissed off and fired up. Join WQM in the Marlins at 7 tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House on Federal Highway, just south of Oakland Park Boulevard. Stop by for prizes from Billy the Marlin and the Mermaids. It's a Marlins watch party at 7 o'clock tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. On a poll we got, how can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest poll that just came out last night? Americans are morons. 89 of you said that. Kerry's campaign sucks. 50. That's what I voted out of 222. 222. There he is.
Height, who put their minds and their bodies.
He's alive.
Into the crucible of hatred so that we would all see a better day. The Civil Rights Act was rooted.
Oh, he's talking about education now. That's timely. Kerry's campaign sucks. 52. The media is in Bush's pocket. 50.
Are created equal.
America loves Bush, 21, and nobody knows Kerry at 14, which maybe not all bad. 231 votes. Yeah, so far he's been pretty disappointing, and kind of like he is there right now.
On speeches.
Wooden. You know what I mean? Wooden.
Can't find him anywhere.
I'm sure you remember John Wooden, the Wizard of whatever, Westwood.
Oh, yeah. UCLA.
Let's see. Joe says, I sent a fax yesterday about the South Beach Regal 18. I forgot to mention we almost had a full riot there. Oh, no. The film died at the beginning of the 9/11 attacks, and there was audio. Now, wait a minute. All there was is audio, and the picture never returned. Well, that's a black screen when the 9/11 attacks are on. That's all there is audio. People started to get up and ran to the manager, hollering in the theater. We were going nuts, being one of the most important parts of the film. They attempted to rewind it. Oh, no! Are you following? This is just as screwed up as the thing about the slot machines at the Seminoles.
Part of the flick.
It's part of the movie, you jackass.
People went nuts.
Oh, my God.
They got to see it.
They try to rewind it, at least.
It's a black screen for about 30 seconds, and you hear the audio of the people screaming in New York as the jets hit the Twin Towers. That's part of the movie. I have to read this again very calmly. I'm going to try to calm down. Only in South Florida, and you wonder why we get... See, I want to say we. Okay, I voted for Al Gore. I know I voted right, I think. I know I punched the right hole.
Rectum.
But, my God, South Florida could screw up a wet dream. They could mess up the Pope's underwear. Look at this. We almost had a full riot at the South Beach Regal 18. The film died at the beginning of the 9/11 attacks, and all there was is audio, and the picture never returned. People started to get up and ran to the manager hollering in the theater. We were going nuts, due to it being one of the most important parts of the film. They attempted to rewind it, but they couldn't, so they gave comp tickets for another screening, continued from the scene of Bush in the school with the deer in the headlights look. So, in other words, the movie did play. In other words, the copy was okay. But it's just that he was trying to rewind it to a picture that wasn't there. And all these old yentas in the audience, oh, we don't see the picture. There's something wrong over here.
They were freaking out.
We want our money back. We want a refund. We want a free early bird dinner. We want to go to Wolfie's if it ever opens again. Oh, my God. How sad. How pathetic. How tragic. This is one of the, again, if it isn't Alien, if it isn't Votergate, if it isn't, you name it, if it isn't most of the lunatics from 9/11, most of the hijackers hanging out in South Florida, now it's this. It's Fahrenheit Gate. 5670560 pound. Can you actually believe that?
When I read it, I had to send it to you. I could not believe that they freaked out. For that 30 seconds.
It's a blank screen. It's a black screen, which we already knew that was coming because if you read about it ahead of time, they told you that was a part of the whole concept of the movie. He didn't show it because we've seen it 80 million times already.
He said a riot almost broke out. Is that crazy?
Yeah, only in South Florida, man. What a bunch of losers. Sure glad I can't be there. I mean, WQAM, hello.
Yes, Neil, please.
Yes, sir, speaking.
Neil, yes. About the ferry gate, I mean, the election's not till November.
Ferry gate?
Can you get up with another poll here, like your wardrobe, perhaps, and how pathetic
it
was?
Great. Oh, here we go. This is the guy. I haven't heard from this guy in a long time. This is the response of the other side, and I use that term loosely, is how pathetic my wardrobe got. This guy wants a date, but he doesn't want it unless I dress up for him, okay? Well, you should have been here Sunday when I had a million queens mincing around during the Pride March, okay? You'd have been very impressed, sweetheart. Are you going to be doing any more appearances? He can't ask me if I'm going to be doing appearances because I'm not there. So now we ought to be talking about my wardrobe. That's a response to Ferrygate and Michael Moore and yada yada. Very perfect, okay? Probably one of Miss Fudge's boyfriends. 10:56.
Psychic energy.
At 5:60 WQAM. Energy, man. That's something he don't know about. Good God. Somebody poke him in the ribs, okay? See if he's still alive. He is scary.
And I ask you to measure my 35 years of fighting that Jesse referred to.
See, I should have topped that off when he said I ask you to measure my, but I didn't.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been great, but I'm a little off my feed. Anyway, hey, if you're off your feed because your hair is vanishing, if it's going down the drain in clumps, here's the answer for you. You've got a lot of choices now. I can't believe the number of people that are peddling hair systems. But Charles Alfieri isn't some Johnny-come-lately. He's been around for a long time, more than 35 years, appearing on Good Morning America, the Today Show, CBS Morning News, introducing his natural hairline system, the best-looking piece in the world. Now, keep in mind, the most critical area of any hair system is that hairline, and the fact that this new skin-like hair system is 100% undetectable is what you really care about the most. It looks like it's real hair growing out of your scalp as opposed to like a bunch of straw, or, of course, the old dead muskrat look.
Absolutely.
We all know about that. And you have nothing to lose but that ugly bald spot that makes you look so much older because Charlie gives you that 30-day guarantee.
Stop dirty, man!
After a month, if you don't love the way it looks and feels and smells, if you're not getting the spiffy looks from everybody all around, return it for a full refund. And Charlie also services and repairs existing hair systems while you wait, including shampoo and trim, if we can still say that. So don't delay. Call Charlie today and look better and younger than you ever dreamed again. 1-800-321-2413. That's 1-800-321-2413, or log on to that prestigious website, charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, we are Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Adam and say cheese.
In the town where I was born, lived a man named Howard Dean.
Oh!
And he told us how we'd like to have a big joy. Push the feet. He emailed most everyone for endorsement to what he sees. And he's really making waves. He's a fellow who's got big dreams. We're all casting a vote for Howard Dean. Cause Libra means to mean, cause Sinich is a freak. We're all casting a vote for Howard Dean. Cause Lieberman's too mean. Cause Sinich is a freak.
White, brown, yellow, all of them.
Yep, he knows his colors, I'll tell you that. It's 11:01 at 560 WQM. 287 votes on the poll. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? How is this possible? Americans are morons. 115 people said that. Kerry's campaign sucks. 70 people said that.
Just say that.
The media's in Bush's pocket, 57. America loves Bush, 27. And nobody knows Kerry at 18. Well, there he is.
A gift.
Yeah, there he is. He wants to give you a gift. Will that do it?
No.
Well, how about a really good gift, like maybe a Cadillac? Maybe a Corvette? Huh?
That works. That works.
How about a chicken in every pot and two cars in your garage? How's that sound?
The American dream.
Didn't work for Herbert Hoover too much, but nevertheless. Somebody's got to call me and tell me that thing about that Seminole Indian thing who actually understands what's going on over there. That I think it was our good mutual friend Joe Costello who told me, oh, it's, you know, kind of boring because the slot machines, the wheels don't spin, and it just sits there and like a paper slip comes out.
Yeah, the Beast called and said everything there is a computer done. The tickets come out. It's just like you're playing bingo, you know, but basically you're playing slots. It's all on a screen over there.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Because you can't play against the house. You just play against everybody else. So it's just you're typing it in on a screen, and the ticket comes out when you win.
You're typing it in on a screen?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Beast called and told me that. That's what he said.
you're typing in on a
not
screen.
Not typing, you know, pushing.
I'll tell you what.
Screen.
I'll type in 777. How does that sound? Or in my case, I'll type in 666. Well, what does that mean?
I don't mean, you're not typing, you know what I mean? Like
I'm
going to
kill myself right here on the air. I'm going to do a Howard Beale. I just can't believe this. This is just unbelievable. Let's find out from somebody who knows, because you don't play the slots anyway, and you're listening to the Beast. Holy crap, at least he's listening anyway. He's not listening to a Fox 94 or to a Carl Bananas Foster. WQAM, hello.
Good morning. I hear your frustration. Listen, your poll today, I think the answer to your question is what happens at Regal South Beach with people not understanding the 30 seconds of Black
Oh, Street. My God. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I can. South Beach, yes, I can believe that. I'm surprised everybody left their French poodles at home long enough.
Oh, wow.
Did you catch Time Magazine last week with Bubba on the cover?
Yeah.
You know, if they think Reagan's a great communicator... Don't you think Clinton explained Bush's policies better than Bush ever did about the...
I think he's pretty weak on Bush. I think he's letting him off the hook. I'm very disappointed in that. He's trying, I don't know, I guess maybe he wants to sell a lot more books or whatever, but he's been much too easy on him.
No, the way I read it...
He ought to be doing like Gore is doing. I never thought I would say this because Gore was such a wimp during the election. They kind of reversed roles now. Clinton was always the ass kicker, but now it's Gore that's kicking ass, and Clinton is like a little mealy mouth. But anyway, have a great day. It's got nothing to do with anything. Clinton sold like a million books already. How do you like that, Miss Fudge? Sold a million books. Can you believe that?
It's a lot.
It's not because we would want to read the book, but I guess everybody loves Bubba, and we wish the hell he was back. 5670560. So the Beast called you, and he said, you type it in.
No, it's like a touch screen, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you win, the ticket comes out, you go cash it in.
I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. This must be like cards, poker, something like that. These aren't real slot machines then, is what you're saying.
The new wave of slot machines.
No. The new wave of slot machines are just like the old wave of slot machines. The only difference being that you're not dealing with coins for the most part. You're dealing with like paper receipts.
Well, I'm sure most of the slots at the casino are like the same, except I'm sure there's some that are just a touch screen instead of a pull down. You know, how do you know that? Just by glancing. I played cards there. I haven't played the slots there.
Well, now look, you've seen... this isn't rocket science. No wonder they're running out of the movie theater in South Florida. You've seen slot machines, okay?
Yes.
You're over the age of five. You've seen a slot machine.
Yes.
And it's got all, you know, the sevens and the bars and the cherries and whatever else. And when you either pull a old handle, which nobody does anymore, or press the button, they spin, and then they stop, and either you win or you lose or whatever, right?
Yes.
Now, the machine's there. I'm just trying to get a yes or a
no.
Do the reels spin?
Yes.
Well, then what Beast just told Josh is totally bogus.
I think what Beast was trying to tell Josh was the fact that they're all... I think Beast probably thought you thought they were all, like, the pulleys still and, like, the old school ones. Instead of, like, the new, you know...
Okay, let's talk to some people who have some clue what's going on. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, the Beast is a moron.
We know that.
The slots over at the Seminoles are real slot machines. They don't have, they're video, so the wheels don't, you know, the wheels don't spin, but it spins like a normal slot machine would.
Oh, so in other words, those new computerized video ones, but they still spin all around.
Exactly.
Right.
And you can, and on the council panel, you can either hit the play button on the council panel, or you can touch the screen to get it to start. And
right.
if you win, it prints out a little script. You go and you can cash it in, or you can go and take and put it in another machine.
Well, right, but those are the brand new ones, so they actually have slot machines. So the fact that the wheels aren't spinning around doesn't make them not slot machines. That's just the way. There are a whole bunch of those at Niagara, too. They're all over the place.
Exactly. And they have the new ones, such as the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Really?
Yeah. And a whole bunch of the others. And enjoyable time. I'm up about $360 since I've been there.
All right.
And you don't sound like one of those to me. Have a great day, pal. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Sound like one of those mighty conies to me. You and Josh and George, they're, oh, yeah, only fags play the slot machines. Old ladies and fags. Let me say it again. Some young guy won $1.8 million at Wheel of Fortune in Vegas at the Progressive Slots at Harrah's. $1.8 million. You would take that, wouldn't you, Mr. Smarty Pants? And you wouldn't care what anybody called you, would you?
Damn right.
Yeah, right.
You can call me anything you want.
Yeah, for $1.8 million. Right, exactly. By the way, did that guy show up yet?
No.
I value had a job that lifts people up. This administration's fight, unconscionably and wrongly, is to try to reduce Americans' ability.
I've been listening intermittently on cue here, like during that last break, and I don't hear like a lot of reaction from the audience.
No
now, if we were speaking in South Beach, probably a lot of people would be running to the exit screaming, like, when do I get my free bagels and cream cheese? Wow. I shouldn't have thrown that away. I should have saved that. We should frame that story from Joe.
Did you see the second one I faxed you?
Oh, there's another one?
I must have
just
heard
it.
His
reply.
He says, I didn't state my facts good. Oh, he must know the beast. They must be joined at the hip. After 5 minutes, it was still a blank screen. I see. The theater said there was a problem with the projector and tried to correct. Oh, I feel so much better about life now.
Take a deep breath.
I know it was supposed to be a black screen for the attacks, but not when Bush was in the school in Sarasota. Maybe they were trying to like a subliminal message, like it was a black day for the world when he sat there reading My Pet Goat. So, in other words, it was the projector was screwed up, and they had una problema grande, is what he's trying to say.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Joe. We feel so much better now. We take back whatever we said, a little bit of it, but generally speaking, we don't, because it's true. South Florida's an embarrassment. Keep thinking of that judge with that eye popping out of his head looking up at that Chad, the hanging Chad. Remember that?
Yeah.
How could we ever forget it? That I thought the eyeball was going to, like, pop right out of his socket. WQAM, hello. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how's it going?
All right.
I've been there a couple of times to the seminal thing. It's okay. But like you said, it's not the real slot where you pull it and you can watch them spin. There's something about it being a video game and the fixing thing on. You know what I mean?
I hate those. I don't like those.
And, I mean, there's a couple of good prizes. Like that guy was talking about, Wheel of Fortune. That is a pretty cool game. It's a bingo slash video game where you can get things, you know, horizontally, diagonally, and then it pays off. But also on the bingo card that's right above it, if you get all four corners, that's how you win the progressive.
Uh-huh.
Now, depending on how much money you have in there is how much part of the progressive you get. If you have the full amount in there that you can bet on the screen, then you will win the whole thing. Now, I think for the full amount, it was somewhere around $53,000 if
not
you got
bad.
Four corners in bingo.
Yeah, that's a worthwhile showing up.
The minimum, like if I was playing the quarter one, the minimum bet is 9. So the minimum spin is, what, 225?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if you go down nickel dime, that's how it changes. And
yeah, some of the results are like playing $2 machines.
I'm sorry?
Those are like playing the $2 machines.
Yeah, so that's the minimum spin. And if that's only at 9, but you got to put in 45 in order to get the full amount to win that $53,000.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I played the other ones, too. I don't know. It's just...
Isn't it pathetic, though, with all the... I mean, that place is packed. Everybody tells me round the clock. Isn't it pathetic that we don't have real casinos in Florida yet because we got a jackass governor like Jeb Bush and a bunch of Bible-thumping lunatics, and because we got Mickey Irison and his cruise ships and those grave robbers in the Bahamas, and they want to keep the casinos out? How many years have we been desperate for this, man? That town would be... We wouldn't have this banana boat kind of mentality where in the summertime, just because it's 100 degrees outside, everybody bails out. It's 115 in Vegas, and yet the casinos are packed all year round.
Now, Neil, I know you're not a big drinker, but I mean, when I go gambling, I like to have some drinks. And they're charging full, like, club prices for a drink, like $5. And I mean, you know, if you're in there gambling, at least give us a little break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give them something, man. Give them a salami sandwich and a martini for crying out loud. Okay, good luck, you pal. A little worked up there.
That was my biggest complaint also when I was there. The fact
what? You got to pay an arm and a leg for everything?
You got to sit, you know, when we sit the tables, usually they, you know, they want you to get as much booze as you can. But you got to pay for a full price booze.
Well, there you go. Look, it's just like the thing with those cigarettes with all the worms in them, okay? The Indians have got to get even with the white man somehow, and this is one of the ways they're doing it. It wouldn't surprise me if they open up a bunch of whorehouses pretty soon, too. I mean, they know a white man's vice, right?
Of course.
And they want to, just like the mob, they want to get you an opportunity. That's what the Depot said. 12 minutes. We love the Indians, okay? We love our friends at the Seminoles. Hank does shows from there all the time. They were a longtime sponsor of mine until I went to that one day and saw everybody there was over the age of 100. Now, when you were you there like at night?
Yeah, I was there Saturday night.
Were there young people?
It was slammed. There was young people, old people. It was
see, there you go. It's packed, and that proves right there. If we had casinos, man, in South Florida, they'd be packed nonstop, round the clock. If the racetracks can just get the slots just as a start this fall, man, it would be phenomenal. But oh no, because we've got the Bible thumper who's still worried about keeping Terry Schiavo breathing so we can keep all the Right to Life people happy out there. It's a Neanderthal freaking state, man. You should have seen it. See, I thought when they opened up the new casino, the Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls, that the old one down the road about 5 minutes away, the casino in Niagara, I thought they'd be on death's door because the new one is real glitzy, you know, and modern. The old one is packed. They're both packed. And people are having a great time. They got great restaurants in there. What's not to like? But at any rate, I'm getting carried away. I'm so relieved, though, that Joe corrected that fact, because if I'd have really thought that the audience was in revolt when during the blood. And in South Florida, it is possible. It wouldn't shock me. 11:13 at 560 WQM. It's summertime. Days are getting longer, nights getting shorter, which means it's so important for you to try to get a good night's sleep. If you're not sleeping as well as you would like to, do the smart thing like I've been doing for years and all the other people at QM have been catching on, too. Make that one easy call, 1-800-MATTRESS. Do it today because millions of people have dialed 1-800-MATTRESS to get the best deal all the way around, the lowest prices on the best brands in bedding. It's the easiest possible way to buy a mattress. Save yourself a lot of time, save money, improve your productivity, brighten your disposition because you get a great night's sleep every night and you don't have to waste a lot of time slumping all over town to find a mattress. Dollar Mattress is ranked number one in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Law Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you get the best prices on the best brands with delivery on your schedule and the best customer service in the business. Dollar Mattress has the complete line of all the top names. They got them. You like them? Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns, and Foster Hewitt. Stearns and Carl Foster. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dollar Mattress will deliver to you the finest bedding going anywhere. Just check them out online first if you like at mattress.com and then make that easy call. Don't forget you pick that two-hour window when it's convenient for you and they actually show up. Take away the crappy, soiled old bedding and set up your brand new one, no extra charge. Call them today, 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-MATTRESS.
And local, this is Sports Radio 560, UAM. Single artist embodies the spirit of summer like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and turns up the heat on your favorite summer songs on his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sweats Out Summer.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Yes, Canada's own Gordon Lightfoot is heating up the Great White North with a red-hot version of this Lovin' Spoonful classic.
Uptown summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Just wait until you hear Gordon Lightfoot's novel approach to summer's most famous novelty song.
Hello, mother, hello, mother, here I am at Camp Granada.
Put your toes in the sand and your fingers in your ears and get ready for Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this hit from the Janies.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime. Summertime, summertime, some, summertime.
You'll want to stick this collection where the sun don't shine in your CD player. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sweats Out Summer.
11:19. By the way, Josh, in the movie, now, I may have been wrong, but it seemed to me when he was listing some of the Saudi interests at Time Warner, which owns CNN, that some of the Saudis are on the board of directors of Time Warner also.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's one of the reasons why CNN is in Bush's back pocket, although I'm amazed they're sticking with his Kerry speech, as ponderous it is, as long as they are.
It's now a $65 million program. We're
if you could have just seen. It was almost kind of like he was going to give up at that point. Come on, let's get behind John Kerry and quit knocking him, okay? We love John Kerry, don't we? Well, 388 votes on the poll so far. He really scares the crap out of me. I'm just thinking he's got the look of loser written all over his face. How can George W. Bush be possibly tied with John Kerry in the latest polls, which he is, by the way? 388 of you voted so far. Americans are morons. 157. Morons like the beast. Who says you type in your thing. Oh, I think you misunderstood what he was talking about. I think he was talking about touch screen. You don't type it in, Josh.
That's what I said, touch screen.
Oh, yeah, right. Didn't he say type it in?
Sure sounded like it.
Yeah, sure sounded like those words to me, Mr. Hotshot. Just wait till you see who I've got coming over there to register you to vote. I set this all up for you.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
I hope the two of you have a wonderful time. Now, I don't know who that guy is. 396 votes. Americans are morons, 150. Kerry's campaign sucks, 101.
Let me tell you something.
I wish you would. I wish you would, baby. The media's in Bush's pocket, 71. America loves Bush, 39. I'm not sure I know what I meant by that. And nobody knows Kerry at 25. Nobody knows the trouble we've seen. 5670560. See, we just had that thing on there. I don't want to, like, pick on the cruise line. Well, is that a real spot we had on there or what? I don't think so. That thing you played with Zoe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm filling that in. It's a trade.
No, it's a trade-out, so I can rip them all I want. It was for one of those, what was Carnival Cruise Lines, one of those things. It's Mickey Erson again. See, this is why there's no casinos in South Florida. You've got all of these interests. You've got those grave robbers in the Bahamas. We know about them. Who would be out of business in a heartbeat if we had casinos in South Florida. You've got the Mickey Erson with those cruise lines, those cruises to nowhere, which would be out of business in a heartbeat. If we really had onshore casinos. And then, of course, you got the Bible thumpers. Those are the forces of evil. Those are the evildoers who keep us in the Stone Age. And I hate to break the news to you, but all that crap about South Beach, oh, they're all coming to South Beach, and Madonna's living there, and this one's... Well, guess what? The bloom is off of that rose. Those 15 or 20 blocks, whatever it is, that's, from what I'm hearing, they're all hip-hopping right out of there now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the story. But when you have casinos, it's not one of these kind of here today and gone tomorrow kind of things. It's not kind of like hit and miss. And the idea that with all 4 million people in South Florida, you've got a horse and buggy seasonal town because nobody wants to be there right now and it's 140 degrees and the shade and humidity is 182% and nobody wants to be there. But that place would be packed, packed, jam-packed all year round.
If they put one on Miami Beach right on the water, it would be slammed 24 hours a day.
Right, and one in Fort Lauderdale or right where by the Gulf Ocean Mile there, man.
Yeah.
Be packed.
You have 441 in it, and it's packed every day.
People would be pouring in. The economy would be booming. There'd be jobs, thousands of jobs. Oh, we don't want to have that, Neil. You're just a degenerate pervert. No, we got horse racing. We got dog racing. We got high life. We got the frickin' lottery, which is the biggest ripoff in history of mankind, the biggest scam. People are losing their lunch money because they're going to play the lottery every week. That's okay. But for some reason, the newspapers and certain other special interests have decided that those evil one-armed bandits, those are the evildoers. Maybe there are people like hiding inside those things, you think?
It's possible.
Maybe there's like a little leprechaun sitting inside, and just when you think you're going to get the 3-7s or whatever it is, all of a sudden he just grabs that reel and just stops it just to piss you off. That must be it.
He only gives you 2-7s.
Yeah, he stops it on a cherry just to give you a little tease, okay, so you get like $2 back. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, no more gambling.
Yeah?
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
And why is that?
Well, you think sports is pedestrian and below you, but you think gambling is a good
thing?
Well,
when did I say sports was below me? When did I say that? I said it's boring hearing people talking about it all day.
Well, I don't think gambling is a good idea at all.
And thank God that nobody bets on sports.
I don't agree with that either, but the last time I was at a casino, I looked around, I didn't see too many happy people. Everyone seemed to be pretty...
Have you ever been in Vegas?
not into gambling.
Well, so. Okay, good. Well, don't go there, okay? Just sit there and be miserable. You sound like a real turd to me.
You turd.
God. That's South Florida for you, baby. It's not in... I see all these unhappy people. I don't think I've ever seen any unhappy people in Vegas. You lose your ass and you still have a great time.
Yeah.
That's right. See, Josh knows. He was there. He lost his ass. And he had a wonderful time. You can't... If you don't have a good time in Vegas, you might as well be John Kerry, okay? You might as well be a dead man in a suit.
In line with inflation.
Yeah, see? He's just droning on, droning on. You could go... Before the camera started, like, shaking all around, I think the cameraman snoozed off there for a second or two. Somebody had to slap him on the back and wake him up again.
You listen to that whole speech, you'll fall asleep, too.
Whole speech?
Too many colleges focus on getting kids to sign up. So they can make it
through. Oh, man. Yeah, we don't want gambling. Sports is beneath you. Now, when have I ever said that? I love hockey. I love football. I love the NFL. I love my Patriots. I love sports. I just don't want to hear people. It's like, can you imagine the gambling station? Well, we got that with Eddie Kay at night. But seriously, can you imagine a radio station where they talk about gambling all day, 24/7? Who the hell would listen to that?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. That's like the baseball card station, the stamp collecting station, the numismatist station. For all you coin collectors out there. I mean, come on, man. Just because you might be interested in something doesn't mean... It's like the Golf Network. They actually have a Golf Network on TV, which I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a moron have you got to be watching the Golf Network? Huh?
That's
got
to be a terrible station to watch.
I think what you have, like, embroidered right on your armpit is...
I have no life.
Yeah, you got it branded on your forehead.
I have no life.
The Golf Station. So if you're one of those people that wants to talk sports around 24-7, be my guest, but you're not going to do it on this show. In fact, that's if for no other reason we're doing a public service. Give you a little bit of a break, okay, between saying the same thing about how boring it was that the Marlin game had a 3.5-hour rain delay and didn't end until 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, who gives a flying crap anyway? You're looking to pay for the next day, you find a score, you tune into our station, and we give you the score, and that's it. You have to talk about it all day long. Let's talk about the rain delay. You think they pulled the tarp off the field too soon? What do you think, huh? Come on. Just another jackass with another excuse of why gambling is bad. So let's close the horse tracks. Let's close the highlight. Let's close the dog racing. Let's close down that lottery. Let's stop all these poor desperados out there schlepping to 7-Eleven every other day to buy a bunch more lottery tickets. Now, do you buy lottery tickets?
Yep.
So do I. Good thing of the Canadian lottery, though I told you this before, they give you a lump sum. You win like $5 million, you get $5 million cash.
Really?
No taxes. Yeah, no taxes.
Wow.
No annuities, none of that game they play in Florida. Oh, well, we're not going to give you all the whole amount. We'll give you half if you want the cash, but if you want the full amount, we'll give you an annuity. If you live 100 years, you might catch the money, you know? Typical Florida bullcrap, bait and swish. Open up the casinos, bring the tourists in, we got the sunshine, we got the beach, let everybody have a good time. I know it's against the Constitution of the state of Florida. Send Jeb off to Africa somewhere with his brother, and let us have a good time.
And local, this is Sports Radio 560, UAM.
It's a casket, if you're looking for a casket. We've got what you're looking for right here at the casket store.
We're all gonna die in 5 days, we get it all about. So why not go out in style with your casket store? Choose from our wide selection of designer caskets, like the popular upright model. It keeps you up to date with all the headlines with its handy plexiglass window that lets you view the daily newspaper delivery. And the plushly invented Arizao Hotel with HBO 1 and 2. Save more with bargains galore, only at the casket store.
We've got what you're looking for right here at the casket store.
I'm dying over here.
29 till noon, the Mad Dog at 2, the Humper at 4. Look at that, we got the Crow at 5:30. Oh my God, Warren Cromartie leading into the ballgame. Marlins on deck at 7, and the Marlins at the Braves 7:35. Hopefully no rain delay. Eddie K after that. Got the ratings coming out soon, shortly.
Yep.
Now, when you were at the Seminole, at the brand-new hotspot there,
yes.
Were there a bunch of unhappy people walking around?
It looked like everyone was very happy to me.
Did it look like a horse convention? Everybody had a long face?
No.
Because I don't know where this guy's been where everybody looked real unhappy.
He must have been in the loser section.
Sounds like it.
On the way out.
At least he was in the right spot. Anyway, Thomas says gambling's been part of South Florida since the 20s. The problem was that it was run by the mob like Vegas back then. That's the main reason they don't want casinos in Florida, because they think it'll bring in undesirables. Like if we don't have those already. Today the casinos are run by huge companies and conglomerates, not the mob. But don't confuse these people with the facts. We have solid gold schools with all the money gambling would bring in, not to mention all the jobs. Absolutely correct, Thomas. That's why we don't have them, because Mickey Urson don't like it, and those grave robbers in the Bahamas don't like it, and Governor Jepster, he don't like it. He's busy trying to keep dead people alive. Sean says, I read that in keeping with the CPA's record of efficiency, the transfer of the prisoner Saddam Hussein will take place in the basement of the Dallas Police Department. Access will be restricted to accredited members of the press and Kurdish nightclub owners. That is outstanding. And he must have been psychic, Sean, because my very next story here on the pile, Saddam to be transferred tomorrow. Nice. How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
Iraq's Prime Minister Iyad Alawi said today that Saddam Hussein will be transferred to Iraqi legal custody and face charges before an Iraqi court this week, but will remain, of course, in a U.S.-run jail for now because his government doesn't have a suitable prison. All they got is
Abu Ghraib.
Alawi promised an open proceeding when Saddam faces war crimes charges, including genocide. 11 other high-value detainees also are expected to face justice, he told reporters during his first news conference since the U.S.-led coalition handed over sovereignty to his government yesterday. Saddam will be transferred to Iraqi legal custody tomorrow and then face arraignment before an Iraqi judge on Thursday. And then Lee Harvey Oswald and, what's his name, Jack Ruby are going to meet with him. They're going to have a meet.
That would be an interesting meeting.
Yeah, it should be. 5670560, pound 560. And is Duff running in there breathlessly yet or what? Just give me a little play-by-play. Now, the trend is going to be, let's see, March, April, and May. Marzo, Abril, and Mayo, as in El Cinco de Mayo. So we'll see whether we got a Cinco or a whatever the hell we got, what kind of numbers come out. We'll see who's going to still be on. Then we got that big Howard Stern press conference tomorrow, at which time they'll be announcing coming to WQAM 6 to 10:30 in the morning, which sounds good to me. Wouldn't that be great? We work 10:30 to 2. Sounds like a winner to me. 3.5 hours, same money. Here's our last call, WQAM. Hello. Hello. Sounds like Reverend Jones in the background. Yeah, it sounds like it. 5670560, that was it. Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. That was the middle of our call. Well, that's good. That means I can read all these bedtime stories now that I've been holding off on.
All right.
Yeah, right. That means it gives you a chance to put your feet up on the table right there and to sit back and eat those Krispy Kremes.
Oh, we just got
pizza. You just had pizza from?
Little
Caesars. Tony's, I bet.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars?
Pizza, pizza.
Where is there a Little Caesars by there?
Right next to Publix.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Now, did somebody buy it? Did they send it over for a gratis? Did we give them, huh?
No, we had somebody go get it for us.
And you paid for it?
We did.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Boy, you haven't learned lesson one.
Oh,
Radio 101.
I've learned.
Well, the hell, why did you do that one? Just call up Tony's and say, Neil would like you to bring us some food today.
I don't know. Zach didn't want to be a schlepper today, he said.
Yeah, right. When the hell is that going to start? How is the pizza, as a matter of fact? Now that you paid for it, that must make it taste extra good, huh?
Yeah, it's good. Crazy bread.
Doesn't have that real salty taste like Little Caesars did down by UM?
No, it's delicious.
Yeah, the long pause there indicates to me that there's a little bit of a problem there. Okay. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Can we add a category to your poll?
Maybe.
The power of Christ compels them?
That might be it.
That definitely is.
And don't forget, Exorcist the prequel coming soon to a theater near you when you finish watching Michael Moore five, six times. And don't forget, when the screen goes black, everybody go rushing back to the booth. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT. I really wish that would have been a true story, the first facts from Joe. I wish that would have been true.
That would have been hilarious.
Because that would have been perfect. Would have made the front page of New York Times, Time Magazine, International Herald Tribune, all over the world. WQAM, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll send you guys some food tomorrow for free if you want.
Where's this?
It's a place called The Joint on Ives Dairy, just west of 95.
Zach says if you'll send a few joints, he'd be ecstatic.
Okay, put them on hold.
What do you guys got?
Ribs, burgers, pasta, salads, just about anything.
What do you say, guys?
I think we should put them on hold.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, there you go. I told you I'd feed you guys. Maybe it's a day late, I said today, but then again, you guys had pizza anyway.
Yeah, you're right. right.
So there you go. There's your lunch for tomorrow.
I'm excited.
So I hope Zach was taking notes when we had the spot on for the casket store. Because if you don't cut the crap, mister.
I know.
We have an office pool going on to see who's going to explode first. You, Fat Boy, the Beast, the Humper, or me. And I don't think I'm not in your league yet. Not even close. Who's going to explode? Just a big oozing pile of flesh right on the floor out there in the hallway.
That would be interesting.
Right in front of Muff's office. 567-0560. Nobody running in there yet with any pages, with any numbers?
Nope, door's still closed.
Cannot believe that. Line 9, WQM, hello. Not there. WQM, hello.
Neil, how are you?
Pretty good.
Who the hell eats Little Caesars anymore? That stuff.
I know, that's crap. God. You don't want to say it. They'll never do it again.
Are you guys giving away anything free today?
No.
Thank you.
Our best wishes.
Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah, we're giving away. Yeah, hang on, Pally. We'll slide some through the phone, okay? We'll squeeze some of the sauce in there for you. 567. Boy, this is really weak. I don't want to go into the story now because it's too long. The Paul Krugman article, I'll get to it. And I'm also assuming that maybe some of these numbers ought to be starting to puke out, or maybe there's some kind of una problema. Wouldn't that be something? Maybe Matty Bell went on strike down there. Maybe Greg and Matty Bell are duking it out. Or maybe Muff is like in between trying to grab some of the numbers. He's trying to grab it. Wouldn't be the first time. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. I bet you there's somebody going on line 9 right now, though. See, I told you. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, I got the meal for you.
Speaking.
Well, good morning. Boy, if you hit it on the head with this gambling and casinos down here. It is so desperately needed. I've got to go online to gamble on baseball or football games, and I think that's BS, you know?
And this guy's giving me a sign that ends about sports. I'll tell you, if there weren't thousands, millions of people gambling on sports, nobody'd be talking about it.
The NFL would close down.
There you go.
It's on gambling.
Absolutely correct.
And then I just have one more thing to say. How could Kerry be the Democrat nominee and Bush be the Republican? This is the best that we have in this country.
Yeah. Like I said, oh, Canada, man.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I'll see you in Niagara Falls. I'll see you at the casino. Okay. Oh. I'll be standing on the Canadian side, eh? I'll wave to you. Stand over there on the American side, and I'll stand on the Canuck side. What do you say?
All right, we'll meet.
I'll throw you a couple of rubber nickels.
Live and local. This is 560. The radio's all yours now.
I got a story that's going to make you do a load in your pants, I'm telling you right now.
Back in the day when someone done us wrong, we didn't take their crap. In Pearl Harbor, when the Japs dropped their bombs, we bombed them back. And now the Saudis, they hit us hard. And on our cars, our little flags wave at that Saudi loving retard. Points the bombers the wrong way. And I'm embarrassed to be an American, where they follow Bush like sheep. The United States of arrogance, led by Bush and his family greed, they got this country. And the link towards the darkest days in our history. I don't want to be a Pax American in the USA. What's a few thousand innocent lives? Stop living in the past. If you want that SUV to drive, you're gonna need more gas. It's the greatest country in the world. They train us to believe. And anyone who says that, obviously, can't afford to leave. And I'm embarrassed to be an American, where we patriotically wave a flag in one hand, with our head in the sand, and blindly follow the powers that be, apathetic, watching state run news on a 65-inch screen. Scratcher, five, everything's okay.
Okay.
England, USA.
This story is enough to make you just wonder what the hell it's all about. Now, keep in mind, we can't make farting noises on a radio, according to the FCC. The Supreme Court ruled today that a law meant to punish pornographers who peddle dirty pictures to web surfing kids is probably an unconstitutional muzzle on free speech.
Oh, my God.
You ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
The High Court divided 5-4 over a law passed in 1998, signed by then-President Clinton and now backed by the Bush administration. The majority said a lower court was correct to block the law from taking effect because it likely violates the First Amendment. So all you little kids out there that want to watch all the booby pictures and get on all the adult porn sites, good news, the Supreme Court said, go ahead and have a good time.
All right.
The court did not end a long fight over the law, however. The majority sent the case back to a lower court for a trial that could give the government a chance to prove the law doesn't go too far. The majority, led by Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, said there may have been important technological advances in the last 5 years since a federal judge blocked the law. Holding a new trial will allow discussion of what technology, if any, might allow adults to see and buy material that's legal for them while keeping that material out of the hands of children. How do you like that? At any rate. Okay, let's just smith-can that because we can't make fart sounds on the air. Numbers are coming across, and you see anything so far? Is Muff smiling, grinning? Has he got an ugly look on his face like he was gambling?
Oh, well, Miguel just came in, put him in the fax machine, walked right out.
Miguel, he's, you know, Mr. Noncommittal. Let's see. 12 plus life. Look at this. We must have got some people to speak English this time. Look at that. You think?
They tried.
Because life, WLIF, Slush, the Carpenter, what else do they play? I mean, I never listened to that station. Anybody listen to it?
Nope.
Huh? Oh, look at that. We went way up on this show, 12 plus.
Oh!
Woo! Heavy duty. Look at that. From number 11 to number 5. 12 plus. We must have had one hell of a trend. I'll tell you that right now. Nice going, Neil. Thank you. I bet you I deserve starting next week doing what just Tuesdays and Thursdays next 2 months. Think that's a good idea?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go for it. Let's see. Mornings were flat, Mo. Mo is a flat. As a pancake. I'm trying to do this now rationally, okay? I've got these glued together here all in bunches and et cetera. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be hopping around all over the place trying to do two things at one time. 5670560, but of course everybody wants to know. See, the people in the business are the ones that listen when we do these ratings things, because their management won't tell them, especially if their numbers suck. Now, let's see, 6 a.m. midnight. Let's see, what about the mornings? How do you think that Paul and old Ron are doing? Now, this is only 12 plus. Keep in mind, nobody cares about that, but it's a signal. It's a something, right? The good news is WCMQ-FM.
Incredible.
Dropping off the face of the map, and I knew they would. That was, I don't know what that was all about, you know?
Probably where the books went.
They had a couple of those big, like January and February, they did those wild, wired, diary kind of months, just bogus as could be. And now all of a sudden they're fading back into the pack as we're finally starting to get a few people who speak English to get some of the diaries.
By the way, for the men 18 plus, Miguel said,
we're number one, damn it!
Well, that's great, but you took the element of surprise away. I think I'm missing a page here, but that's okay. That's okay. I think I'm missing. Maybe it's my bad. See, this is what happens because this is a mess trying to do all of this while I'm doing the show. Should have like some kind of an assistant, but that's all right. We don't care about the... Oh, yes, we do, 12 plus in the morning. Where's that first page? Hey, Duff, if you're listening, 6 to 10 a.m., 12 plus persons, I need that first page again. I'm starting with number 9, which is Y100. So I can't really tell if Zeta did... let's see. Oh, look at that. Zeta stayed about flat from a 3-0 to a 2-9, 12 plus in the morning. So Paul and old Ron, if you're making any inroads there with Howard out of the market, we don't know. And wouldn't that be something if Stern does come back on? I'm all for it. I'm for freedom of speech, man. I say put him on there right now. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to be like stereo on AM on 560. You can... out of one speaker, you're going to be hearing the Howard Stern show, and then the other speaker, you're going to be hearing Mo and Gildy, and then the little dog. So you can either listen to them at the same time or, like, cut off one channel. How's that sound?
Perfect.
And then we get credit. We get the ratings. We just combine all of them. Sounds good to me. So we get about an 18 share in there. So let's see. 12 plus life is number one, moving from number 4 up to number 1. So we got some, I don't know who, what people listen to life, huh?
Not sure.
CMQ-FM dropped from a 6 to a 5, 7 down to a 5.
Oh!
They're dropping like a rock. They're still number 2. They're tied for second, but they're dropping precipitously. They're tied for second overall with EDR. No Spigot Inglés on Power 96. They're second, 5-0. Hot, 4.7. Look at all these ethnic stations, man. Life. They must be playing some good Karen Carpenter songs, right? Because all of the other stations, Radio Mambi, 4-2 up to a 4-6. Holy cow, man, that is really
incredible.
Disgusting. Radio Amor went up a little bit in the overall number. But again, middays, Life is number 112 plus. Look at that, 6.4. And you want to know why? Because all the doctors, all the dentists, everybody that's got an orifice has got life turned on. You know that? Everybody's got an orifice.
Whatever office you go into, it's
that. Right. Fine. Sure. Life is playing in the background, and the carpenters, and oh, rainy days and Mondays. You know, very depressing crap. CMQFN down from a 7.5, then to a 6.5, and now down to a 5.9. Knocked right off their perch by life. Take that, you bastard.
Hey, good yeah.
No wonder they couldn't overthrow Castro. Get beaten by a Karen Carpenter slush music station. Isn't that pretty embarrassing? Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
A little.
Now, let's see. Let's take a look in the afternoon. I know the Humper's probably on the edge of his seat right now. Actually, he's probably still asleep. Probably on the edge of his sack right now, listening. See how the Humper did 12+. Again, this is not our demo. We don't really care, but it kills some time. Power's still number one, but they dropped precipitously about a half a point. Life. EDR, this is in the afternoon. MIB, Men in Black, baby, 4.5. They're killing hot, 4.3. Radio Amor, CMQ FM. Does anybody speak English?
No.
Jesus, K. Christ. Where the hell is the Humper and the Mad Dog on here? Are they on the second page?
No.
This is 12+. Keep in mind, that's not our demo, okay? Keep saying that. Say it.
It's not our demo.
Not our demo. WYOD, they stayed about flat. Went up a tenth of a point, 12+ in the afternoon. Where is the Humper? Oh, look at that. 2.6. Look at the last three trends here. 2.5, 2.6, 2.6. There's nothing like consistency, right?
Better to be consistent than bad.
Well, no, but again, this is 12+. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, when we get to the men and all this other, it's going to be... So, in other words, we're number one, men 18+. Did you tell me and I wasn't listening?
That's what Miguel told me.
Okay. Well, nice going, Miguel. You're okay in our book, even though you do have all my damn Marlin tickets. Anyway, what else have we got here? Oh, here we go with the men. All out of order. Pages just, but I'll take it. Here is the morning, because I know Mo is trying to nurse himself back to health.
Do, 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 do.
6 to 10 a.m., men 18+, Radio Mambi. And again, keep in mind, those are old men, okay? Old men, over the age of 100. So that doesn't really mean anything. They got a 5.4, they're number one. But again, it's all that comunista. It's amazing how many old, ancient men, older than me even, which is saying a lot, that they're getting these diaries. Isn't that amazing? WXDJ is tied for first with them. Now, let's see. That's another no-speaking-English station. But down a little bit. WQBA. Oh, man. All the old men all the time. This is in the morning. Holy cow.
Incredible.
Shut up, bitch. Zeta. I'll give them credit. Oh, that's right. They're not on Zeta anymore, are they? What's on Zeta? It's that, what's that show?
Lex and Terry?
Lex and Terry, that's the one where they have that redneck advice show. They got rid of Paul and old Ron on there, and they went up. They went from 9th to 6th to a tie for 3rd to a 4.8, now that they finally got old Paul and ancient Ron off of there. QAM, nice going, Howie!
Absolutely.
Oh, it's probably Joe Rose, but let's give credit where credit is due. We know it's not Gildy. From a 3.3 up to a 4.2 to a 4.6. From number 13 to number 7 to number 5
oh!
in the morning. How do you like that? We're making inroads, baby. We're making strides. Aren't you impressed?
Yeah.
So that's where that's all about. IOD, on the other hand, went from a 4.5 down to a 3.6 down to a 3.2 in the morning, men 18+. So IOD is dropping like a rock. So not all the Julios and right-wingers, which I hate the redundancy there, are getting all the diaries anymore. See, I'm going back on my word. I'm doing exactly what I always do with this stuff. But there's no other way to do it unless I just make a big pile here and heap it all on the floor.
That's what you're going to have to do.
No.
No?
No, I'm doing it organized, man. I got my stapler here. I got like a little operation going, baby, even better than the operation I had on my back. There you go. See that? You hear that?
Yep.
It's the sound of my staple gun just taking 6 to 10 and jamming it all together there. Now, what about men 18+ over the whole week? We'd like to see that if we got a shot at some extra bonus money in there. Miguel, I don't have those pages.
It's coming.
I'll bet.
You should have it by now.
Men 18+ midday. Look at that number, man. Holy cow.
Dude, God.
Wow. I can only imagine that 25 to 54 number. Too bad George ain't here this week because then he'd be probably out there spending that bonus money at the casino. Well, I can go and lose my ass. I think I'm going to leave right now. You guys handle the rest of the show. I'm going to take the shuttle bus to Niagara Falls. And I don't care what you say, Josh, or in fact, both of you.
What?
And now, didn't the guys that called in, did we have any women call in today about casinos? In fact, we haven't had any women call, period.
No.
Guys, did they sound like a bunch of fruitcakes to you? Did they sound like they were just in a parade on Sunday? I don't think so. They sounded real macho to me. Sounded a lot butcher than George, I'll tell you that, because George sounds a little fruity on the ear. But they were playing the slots. They knew all about it. The one guy, he's giving me a song to dance about the Four Corners and the 12 Corners in Rochester and Earl's Drugs and the all that crap.
Yeah, he's been to the Hard Rock a couple times, I think.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, see, you guys, I don't know, where does that come from? All of that? See, real men, we go and play poker or we play craps. I know all about craps, okay, and black man in a pretty picture. And blackjack. Oh, it's boring. I've played plenty of blackjack and roulette. You play roulette?
I have before. Roulette's fun.
It's okay.
When you're winning.
Yeah, when's that? When does that start?
Never.
I just take a 1,000 and put it on double zero.
Pick a color.
See, what I don't have the patience for that. Just give me like 5,000, put it on black or red. That's all. Let's get that over with and go on and have a good time. It's no fun. Everybody can pick his own poison. And by the way, we don't need any more gambling in Florida. Look at this number, 6-5 in the winner book, 6-3 in the last trend, and a number one, 7.2 in this trend. Aren't you guys impressed?
I'm very impressed.
We're number one, damn it!
I bet you Robert Grieper is pissed off. He suffers from arrested development, Robert. CMQFM is number two. We finally knocked them off their perch. They're dropping, baby. They're dropping. Good. Radio Mambi, number three, WIOD, from a 6.8 down to a 6.1 on the next trend, down to a 5.0. Oh! They're fading fast. And I think you'll find as Bush's popularity fades, so will the popularity of right-wing talk radio and right-wing propaganda radio. And you'll see Fox News is, they got that solid group. They're obsessed, you know, the people who watch Fox News. It's on like 24/7. It's like the same thing with the people listening to a Spanish-language radio. They just put ditto, 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 ditto. It's just on every single minute of every day. Even when they go to sleep, they keep it on to make sure that if the Nielsen meter's running. So how do you like that? We're number one in men, so I need to see that. And of course, I'm sure the Humper is sitting there, like I said, on the edge of his seat with some hot stripper, with some breakfast in his lap. Men 18 plus. Look at that in the afternoon, baby. I think we're going to have some serious bonus money coming here, if you ask me.
We're number one, damn it!
Yeah, and by the way, Greg, it's in spite of you.
We're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
They're Steve Goldstein, but you can call me Delvey. Whenever I'm in town, I listen to... Wait a minute, I am in town. It's the 12 to 1 hour.
We're number one, damn it!
But we gotta call him the number one rated David and Mo Howard and David in his own, at least according to my aspirations. Stay away from me. I don't even know how you have children. Miramar, hello.
Yes, I want your take on Jay Fiedler.
Oh, well, Jay Fiedler is a great quarterback and a good Jew.
I like Jay Fiedler.
Well, not to mention he's got extraordinarily smooth buttocks, is it?
Oh, yeah!
You've got to be careful what you say here.
Okay, Doc. Thank you, Mom.
No, wait a minute. Don't go.
But I have nothing else to say.
How about this? How's the weather down there in the Miramar?
I'm right down the street from you.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. By the way, something.
No, I have to go.
Look, I tell you what. I'll hold you over the break. How's that? Huh? I'll give you one of my old tank T-shirts. How's that? No, wait! That was the only caller we had.
The veins on your nose is growing again.
If you go looking down here, I don't see a road map of Ypsilanti. You got your hippies on, way too tight.
My nose glows when something stinks. Almost every day I think. And my veins, they start to tickle. My adenoid, doors. Yeah, I look like a ball in a bag. That's because I'm a crappy old bag. When I go next to the purple vein.
I'm trying to get out of this memory.
Our nose has a pleasing, joyful vein.
1204-560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you. Always in a better mood when the numbers come out real big, right? I bet your Muff's walking around there with a big smile on his puss, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably Greg is running up and down the hallway patting himself on the ass.
Rectum.
So, let's see. Duff says that you want 18 to 34, no. Do you want 25 to 54 would be very nice, persons. And also, it would be nice to get the first page of the Men 18 Plus for the entire week, because I never got that. Have you got that?
I'm sending it right now.
Are you really? Have you got it?
Yeah, right in front of me.
Because it wouldn't seem to me that QM might be overall number one men, 18 plus. Are we? Well, surprise me. Well, that's okay. We got a shot, like Jimmy would say. We got a shot. Now, let's see. Here are those. I can give you the extrapolation again for Mo and Gildy and Joe. Mornings, we had a 5.1 in men in this last month, which is pretty darn good. Middays, we had a 9.1.
Damn, God!
How do you like that? I'm just in disbelief. And afternoons, a 6.3. Nice going, boys. Even a mad dog, in spite of his right-wing leanings, even him will throw in there. Let's see. Afternoons, 3 to 7. And QM, 5.2, number one again. Boy, oh, boy. Can't do much better than number one. So let's see how long now it'll take Greg Reed to screw things up, right? Now that these numbers came out and are so impressive and fantastic, let's see how long before he plants another story in a Barry Jackass column about, oh, well, I'm not too satisfied with Joe Rose, I'm not too sure if I'm going to leave him in there, and Mo is a cranky old fart,
absolutely,
and Kelly's a whiny piece of crap that's going to do the Panther game, and all that other crap. Just leave it alone. Go take up a hobby, okay? Take up skydiving with Herbert Walker. Get out of our face. Okay, so now we can go back and do the show. Join QM and the Marlins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House on Federal Highway, just south of Oakland Park Boulevard. Stop by for prizes from Billy the Marlin and the Mermaids. It's a Marlins watch party, 7 o'clock tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House. Bring your own watch. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? That's our question, as we say with Gape the Puss. 585 votes. Americans are morons. That's what 235 of you said. Kerry's campaign sucks, 150, and so far that was my vote, because so far I think that's a compliment. The media's in Bush's pocket, 101. Yeah, that's of course they take it, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, being in Bush's pocket, 101. America loves Bush, 51, and nobody knows Kerry at 48. We hardly knew you, John, right? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe inside that old fuddy-duddy exterior there's a fuzzy, warm teddy bear, you think?
I hope it comes out soon.
I don't think so. Anyway, men 18 plus, but look at the, if you take a look at this, well, when the next month comes, man, WCMQ-FM, finito benito, baby, adios, arrivederci, ciao, dos vedania, dui, tutsins. Look at that, CMQ-FM with those bogus months they had earlier in the year, 7-5 in the winter book, down to a 6-3, down to a 5-4, hanging precipitously to that number one in men's spot overall during the week, as QAM continues rising from the ashes like the penis of the phoenix. QAM 4.2 up to a 4.5 and now a 5.1 overall. We're number two, damn it. We're pretty excited about it. Radio Mambi, WED, all these other ethnic stations, man, we're the only bright shining light in the middle of a sea of ethnic swill. WIOD is dropping like crazy. In fact, we never looked at Rush, did we? See how they're doing in middays? Because we sure as hell want to make sure that Rush continues doing real well. Otherwise, Robert will get upset.
Don't want to do that.
QAM, 7.2 men, 18 plus in midday. CMQ is second. WAQI, Radio Mambi, is third. And then WIOD, including Rush, for 3 hours, from a 6.8 in the winter book to a 6.1 to a 5.0.
Rectum.
Exactly.
Oh.
5.0. Number four. And dropping dramatically. How do you like that? Nice move putting Glenn Beck in on there, too. Good job there, Petey Bulger. You're doing it. See, it's one thing about management and program directors, people that keep changing and shuffling the deck and that's the Petey Bulger specialty. When he took over the light bulb, FTL, which wasn't much anyway, but that was his specialty there. Move this one around and that one. Take the same old tired people who don't belong on it in the first place and just keep shuffling them all around, moving their day, their time slots. Just like when they stuck this show on 9-1. That sure worked out well, didn't it?
No.
No. But just, I'm telling you right now, you know what we need that would like really cap off, assure us a great year all the way through the end of the year?
What's that?
We need that, and of course these horrendous kidnappings that are happening over there in the Middle East, I'm not making light of those, but we need to arrange our own kidnapping.
Who are we kidnapping?
I have to spell it out for you, who we're kidnapping?
Well, you don't have to
spell
it.
Let me give you a hint.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that? That give you a clue?
Great.
Yeah.
I got it.
somebody just get a hold of him, and maybe we can get one of those porta-potty deals. We'll keep him safe from Fahrenheit 9/11. Maybe Michael Moore knows where we can get one of those deals. Just lock him in there, give him some good reading material, whole bunch of Charmin so he doesn't get a chafed
rectum
ass. Now, what is this that you're sending me? Oh, I see. Oh, he sent me the whole thing, the whole package. Oh, my God. Person's 25. Well, when we get to that, we'll take a look at that, okay, because I'm not going to bore the audience with this anymore. One thing I also didn't look at, you know what it was?
What?
Big. Big, because this is 3 months of Stern being off. And then, of course, Paul and old Ron have been on there, what, a month, 2 months? A couple of months, I guess, huh?
Couple.
Well, let's take a look at the impact they're making there with men, at least. Even though, again, this isn't their demographic. That's what they would say. 6 to 10 a.m. Do I have it? Did I lose it? I ain't got it? Oh, please. Cracker, please. Here it is. In the morning, Radio Mom B, WSDJ. I don't see... Oh, there's Zeta. Like I said, Zeta went up with Lex and Luther. Who is it that's doing that show? Lex and Terry?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I think they may have dysentery, but Lex and Terry are moving up in the men. Number three, tied for third. Just barely edging out Mo and Gelly and Joe. Mo and Joe and Gelly and the Big O and...
Oh!
Let's see, Radio on more, Radio Ray. I don't see Big on here at all, as a matter of fact. Holy moly, Rat Man. Hot 105, WEDR, WMIB, Men in Black, WIOD, WMXJ. Holy crap, it's not on the first page. It's not on the second page, boys and girls. Can you believe that? Maybe it's on the third page.
You turd.
Radio Romancia, Love 94. Oh, jeez. Look at that, dropping. Of course, Stern was always number one in men, but dropping from a four. I can't wait for Glenn Garvin's column, or maybe Howard Cohn over there at the Miami Herald to say, oh, Big 106 continues without Stern. They're doing just fine. Right. Men, from a 4.6, tied for fifth in a winner book, which included 1 month of Stern being gone, then to a 3.3, which is 2 months of his being gone, number 14, and now tied for 17th, even trying to be goosed up by unoriginal and pathetic and tragic Paul and old Ron, 2.6, they're tied for number 17 with Love 94, and with the RMA, Radio Romance, and with the Party. Can you believe that?
They're still around?
All the way down to number 17. Oh, and don't forget, the Party's over, Disney.
That's my opinion. I'm Mike Disney.
Yeah, we know. Party's over for that piece of crap. Play the same 15. They played Darude 800 times in a row, and that's it. They're done. So there's some really good news for us, and I'll go through some, find out some more, give some people a few digs who deserve it very well. Because it's not only important that you succeed, but that Cheap Channel does very, very poorly. That's what we hope. We hope that they go out of business. We hope that all their stations rot. We hope that Pete Bolger and David Ross and Ronna Wolf Fink and all those other grave robbers over there, we hope that they wind up getting like some kind of rectal itch. Right?
Sure.
Because anybody in this business who has ever worked for them or with them or around them or near them, and even listeners can tell you, they're a real pain in the ass. They deserve chronic rectal itch bad. Let's see. Persons 2554, middays. This ought to be kind of interesting, you think? Take a peek at it. Look at that. Love 94, man. They're not only number one, but they're just zooming up there. People want to hear Slush. Now, we went up midday, 4-3 to a 4-4 to a 4-6, which isn't like exactly through the roof, but nevertheless, should extrapolate pretty well when we get the men out of that thing. So we're doing just fine, okay? We're just...
We're fine.
Okay, here at QAM, in spite of all the rumors and all the hysteria and Greg Reed and Barry Jackass, all of this other crap, all these contrived deals going on, Joe Rose gets suspended, is he fired, is he coming back, all of this garbage, man. And I'll say it again, and I don't want to, like, pat ourselves on the back.
Ew, God.
But I will anyway. Other than this radio station in the South Florida market on AM, is there anything, there's nothing else on there worth even thinking about, is there?
Nope.
No. I mean, and of course AM, you know, with that awful sound that we make, but we can't help that. Although we are, what is that thing that says in the promos? We're a digital,
HD radio.
HD digital original static. You have never heard such clear and loud static in your life as you're here on this radio station, especially if there's any, like, power lines and you're out there on the highway, you know, on 441 especially. But in HD original whatever it is.
Yeah, so it sounds a little better than that.
Right, it sounds fabulous. You have never enjoyed static like you hear on this station. 1213 at 560 WQM if you're sick and tired of your PC being attacked by browser pop-up windows, being watched by spyware and getting nothing but virus emails from your friends and coworkers, the easiest way to deal with those bugs is to get you a Macintosh from the Mac Center, the Apple specialist in Fort Lauderdale. The Macintosh is built on an entirely different base than Windows, so all these PC pests just can't hurt the old Mac. The technology experts at Mac Center can show you that it's easy to change to the Mac with thousands of programs available, including ones you already use too, like Microsoft Word and Excel. They'll even take your old computer as a trade-in. So make the change today by calling Mac Center at 954-486-5500. You won't get a better deal on your Mac or iPod anyplace else in town because Mac Center is the home of the 5% rebate on every purchase. Come in before June 30th, which means tomorrow, last time I checked, today or tomorrow, and register to win the hard-to-find iPod Mini. That's happening at the Mac Center on Commercial Boulevard. Call 954-486-5500. 954-486-5500. Don't forget to mention your Rogers for extra savings when you pop into the Mac Center.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Right now on Access Hollywood.
George Sr. goes skydiving on his 80th birthday.
Read my lips.
Plus, exclusive screams from Courtney Cox during delivery.
No, they are.
Explosive action.
Push, Courtney, push.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Seconds away.
You want a problem? I'll give you a problem.
From 18 at 560. So it looks like everybody done real good. We're very proud, and we thank the audience, and we thank ourselves and our grandparents and everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's just fine. So that means good free food. Now, who is that guy from that called you before with the food who was looking for a plug probably and deserves one?
I'm not sure. Somewhere around here. With it's like a burger grill-like place. Josh would give you the answer, but guess who just showed up?
Oh, the guy with the, okay, now this is pretty interesting. Right now, as we speak, this is perfect timing.
Josh just went to go get him out of the lobby. I don't know if he's bringing him back here.
I think Josh just left.
It's possible.
Josh are you Josh Cordes? No, he's in the other room there. He's probably hopping on that elevator, tailing out of there.
He's on the elevator down already.
Make sure that Freaky Carlos intercepts him at the pass there.
Oh,
in fact, maybe Freaky Carlos intercepted the other guy.
Josh just walked back in the room with a whole bunch of stuff in his hands.
Really?
All kinds of papers.
With or without the guy?
No guy.
Okay. Oh, has the guy gone?
Yeah.
Now come on, the way you, that laugh, what are you trying to say?
Hey, you never know. But I got all my information.
Oh, too bad that I'm not there, because believe me, I know. But at any rate, you got all your information, you got your form to fill out?
Well, yes, I do. And I got to do that, mail it in, and I'm good to go.
Josh is blushing a little bit, though.
Oh, well, he's out there an awful long time, you know what?
Yeah, he was.
Now, are you sure he was out in the front lobby or maybe a little pit stop in the tea room? Well, anyway. Speaking of that, Tampa area teacher charged with having sex with 14-year-old boy. See, every time a teacher, like the one in, was it in Seattle or somewhere, Portland, Oregon?
I think Portland.
And then the one in New England, remember that?
Yep.
Every time a female teacher has sex with a young boy, everybody says, oh, yeah, I wish I could have done that, right?
Well, how old is the teacher? Only 23.
Yeah, you saw this story?
I just brought the story up.
Oh, on the website?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 23 and 14, that's not that bad, right?
Not too bad.
But if it would have been a 23-year-old guy and the girl would have been 14, then daddy would have been blowing her brains out, right? And people would say, oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Oh, he would have been in jail in 3 seconds.
Right. I just don't think teachers have any business, in spite of the fact that all these macho guys want to brag about, well, I was in school, I was only 15 years old, and I was banging my 40-year-old teacher, and all that crap. It just do not seem appropriate, and I'm hardly an old prude. I'm a real pervert, but I just don't get that. A newlywed middle school teacher has been charged with having sex numerous times with a 14-year-old student, including in a classroom, in her apartment, and once in a vehicle while his 15-year-old cousin did the driving.
Nice.
Right.
That's a heck of a story.
Deborah Beasley LaFave, 23, turned herself into Marion County authorities in Ocala yesterday. She was released on $25,000 bail. LaFave of Riverview is a reading teacher at Greco Middle School in Temple Terrace, a few miles north of Tampa. Temple Terrace, oh, they're probably going to string her ass up.
Oh, she's in trouble.
Man, oh, man, it's like a right akin to Lutz, Temple Terrace. She was charged with 2 counts of lewd and lascivious battery and 1 count of lewd and lascivious exhibition. Authorities say LaFave, who has been married less than a year, had sex with a student in the back of her sport utility vehicle while the student's 15-year-old cousin drove them around the Ocala area. They were just horsing around.
Yeah, why not?
Monday's charges are in addition to those from last week's arrest in Temple Terrace when she was charged with 2 counts of committing lewd and lascivious battery for allegedly having sex with a teen in a portable classroom at her school. It wasn't no classroom. It was one of them porta-potties from the Michael Moore movie. She was just trying to keep him safe.
Yeah, they were safe.
She was out on bond from last week's arrest when she turned herself in yesterday. LaFave's lawyer, John Fitzgibbon, said he wasn't ready to respond to the allegations. There's a presumption of innocence in this country, he said, probably very indignantly. Marion County detective said the boy and his cousin provided matching statements, including the teacher. See, that's what really pisses me off is when kids like that, he goes out and gets laid, and then they rat on her, you know?
Why would he do that?
Maybe she was a lousy lay.
Oh, that's a different story.
Incriminating the teacher in that the 14-year-old was able to identify tattoos and birthmarks on LaFave's body and the layout of her apartment.
Ooh, that's
the teen told investigators that he and LaFave got to know each other on their way back from a middle school graduating class trip to SeaWorld in Orlando last month. They got to know each other. He said that she would invite him to her class during detention. He ended up taking him to basketball practice at a recreation center, taking him to get his hair cut, and to his house, the report said. Didn't it seem a little bit unusual if a teacher is bringing a 14-year-old kid in to get his hair cut?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I mean, this is not a 7- or 8-year-old kid. This is a 14-year-old kid who probably don't need mommy or a teacher to take him to get his hair cut.
No, he's got his cousin to drive him around.
LaFave gave the boy her cell phone number on the last day of school, the boy told detectives. The sexual relationship allegedly began June 14. LaFave, who has worked with the Hillsborough County school system for 2 years, has been placed on administrative duty, could be suspended without pay following the next school board meeting, officials said. The boy told detectives that LaFave told him that her marriage was in trouble and that she was aroused by the fact that having sex with him was not allowed. It was verboten and she wanted to be forbidden fruit. So to speak.
Excuse.
Yeah, she wanted to be forbidden fruit. She could have come in the... grabbed onto Carlos out there at the front desk.
Definitely for Britain fruit.
That for anything alive. Okay, let's take a look at that poll. Let's get back on track here. That the rating thing was just kind of dazzling, overwhelming. I'm sure that Duff is just squeezing his kneecaps and just probably farting up a storm in there right now. Now that, just to release the pressure, you know what?
He's in his office going over all the papers.
Just pouring over it. 642 votes, not too shabby. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? If you're wondering why we took that poll, the very latest CBS New York Times poll says Kerry 45, Bush 44, a statistical dead heat. And when I saw that, one thing came into my mind immediately.
Why?
Yeah, that was it. How is it possible? Americans are morons. That's what 252 people decided. Kerry's campaign sucks, 164. That was my first thought. The media is in Bush's pocket, 119, which I think is a given. America loves Bush, 57, and nobody knows Kerry at 50. Nobody knows the trouble he's seeing. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line for those who would like to call and congratulate us for the phenomenal... See, it means probably to the average schmuck out there. I mean, what do they care about that, right? As long as we're here and it's free and they can listen every day, it kills 4 hours. That's all.
That's all that matters to them.
To most of them, right. I mean, we got a few loyal people out there. Oh, that's great, Neil. We're so happy because that means you guys are still going to be there. And keep in mind that my reward for this is that next week I'm only on Tuesdays and Thursdays the next 2 months. And I guarantee you they're very happy about that because George has been, just ask Josh there. He'll tell you, George has been getting better and better. He's so damn good. I'm thinking Tuesday and Thursday is enough for like the rest of my deal, you know?
Why not?
Sure. At the same pay, of course.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I learned that from the Humper. He learned a lot from me about screwing off, but boy, I'll tell you. He's got a deal now. He used to be on 4 hours. Now he's on 3 hours like yesterday. And today, because he's so overworked from being on air yesterday for 3 solid hours, a pre-game show, today he's only on for like just a brief time and then a crow at 5:30.
How about Yub and Meeb, Trobe, the Meeb, the Blob? Okay,
yeah. Okay, bub. Okay, bub.
I like that one.
5:30 to 7, you got only an hour and a half Humper show today because he's overworked from yesterday, has to probably go have a couple extra feedings. So we got the crow on.
You know?
Yeah, crow on before the game. WQAM, hello. Not there. And they were just about to call and say, great job, guys. We couldn't have done it without you. That was probably Greg calling to congratulate us. You know, I know people think I'm just saying this to be dramatic, but aren't you amazed when you're sitting there, you see the stuff that goes on day in and day out, especially Zach, because Zach is there in the morning, he's seen all the travails, the stuff that's just unmentionable. Isn't it just shocking that we just do this book after book, month after month for the most part, and we're just drowning in a sea of horse manure, and every time we stick our head up, it smells like lilacs, you know? You follow what I'm saying? WQAM, hello.
Yeah, Neil, please.
What is it?
Neil?
Neil Rogers speaking. Yes, sir, you got the right number.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
I had to go to my mother's birthday last week.
Yeah.
90 grew up in Rochester.
Yes, sir.
And I went to the Finger Lakes. It's like going down downtown Vegas.
There, how do you like that? They got the slots?
They got slots, real slots and real payouts. I hit it for 22. Thank you.
All right. Nice going, Pally. Send some over here. Thank you. How do you like that? Even in Finger Lakes, they got the slots. I'm not sure what slot he was looking at, but nevertheless. Isn't that great?
He was real sauced up, this guy.
I was at Finger Lakes Racetrack the day that it opened, I believe 1963, somewhere a boot there. How do you like that? A little piece of trivia for you. You can put that on my tombstone. He was at Finger Lakes the day it opened. Stuart Elliott was not riding there then, but nevertheless. Hey, Stuart, guess what? It's a mile and a half race. It's not his fault. They killed him in that race. Just broke my heart. I got a bit that I never played because it's kind of weak, but I'm going to play it right now. Poor Smarty Jones. You know what? Everybody loved him, and he just...
Ah, Smarty Jones, you must have raced to a complete unknown. A glue factory for your skin and bones. Smarty Jones, can't believe that you chose next to you. Now I'm broke, Smarty Jones. When you didn't win, you could hear all of us moan. For you got triple crown, put all my money down. Oh, I hate you, Smarty Jones.
28 past noon at 560 WQM when you shop for quality footwear. A lot of shoe stores out there, a lot of places you can buy shoes, but smart people keep going over and over back to Brandy Shoes in Pompano Beach because they've got an unbeatable combination. They got salespeople who really know their stuff. They give you personal service. They know your feet inside and out. They got fantastic unbeatable prices every day and all kinds of specials all the time like this week. And they've got the top names in the shoe business. Whatever you like, they got them. They got Rockports, Florsheim, SAS, Sperry, Timberland Naturalizer, and lots more. With that humongous selection, you can just about bet Greg Reed's life on it that whatever style you pick out, they got your size on a shelf ready to slap on your foot. Brandy's is open every day, Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 9, Sundays, 10 to 5, and you'll find them in the same great spot. They've been doing it right for years and years. 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. It's always worth the trip no matter where you are. And right now is a really great time to buy SAS this week at Brandy's because you buy one pair at the regular price, get the second pair at half price. What's not to like? Come into the store for sure this week or check them out online at Brandy's Shoes. That's with, I always say with two S's, but actually there are three. For like the two connected there in the middle, brandyshoes.com.
Live and local. Here's Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Oh, another audio selection from the Clinton Memoirs.
More campaigning today. God, what a pain in the butt. I can't believe it. I'll tell you, one time when people walk up to me and throw their baby in my face, I'd like to just punt it like a football.
The Clinton Memoirs.
Hey, what do you say we go get Big Macs and a job?
At bookstores this summer.
1233, Duff just faxed me, or did he have you fax me this?
Oh, he came in and faxed it.
Look at that. Men 18 plus in the middays. And, of course, this is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so includes my good personal friend, even though he's politically confused.
All right.
The Mad Dog, that first hour. 9.3 share in May. Don't we always love the month of May?
Yeah.
Nothing like it. Nice going, Mad Doggy. Nice going, Humper. Nice going, Moe, even. Right? Nice going, Eddie K. Nice going, everybody except...
Ow!
Nice going, Joe. Rose. Paul Krugman writes, who lost Iraq? Oh, and I'm thinking about that story about the movie... At the theater on South Beach that Joe faxed before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, maybe what happened there is when the black screen came on, it was the projectionist who panicked, and maybe he, did something.
Tried
he thought there was
forward.
Something. Huh?
Maybe he tried to fast forward or something.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he tried to, do something because he thought that the thing dropped out or something. There had to be something there. It didn't just, the print couldn't have been all screwed up. I think the projectionist should have been probably,
fired?
No, I'm just thinking, drawn and quartered. Paul Krugman writes, who lost Iraq? The formal occupation of Iraq came to an ignominious end yesterday with a furtive ceremony held 2 days early to foil insurgent attacks and a swift airborne exit for the chief administrator. In reality, the occupation will continue under another name, most likely until a hostile Iraqi populace demands that we leave, but it's already worth asking why things went so wrong. The Iraq venture may have been doomed from the start, but we'll never know for sure because the Bush administration made such a mess of the occupation. Future historians will view it as a case study of how not to run a country. Up to a point, the numbers in the Brookings Institution's Invaluable Iraq Index tell the tale. Figures on the electricity supply and oil production show a pattern of fitful recovery and frequent reversals. Figures on insurgent attacks and civilian casualties show a security situation that got progressively worse, not better. Public opinion polls show an occupation that squandered the initial goodwill. What the figures don't describe is the toxic mix of ideological obsession and cronyism that lie behind that dismal performance. The insurgency took root during the occupation's first few months when the Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA, seemed oddly disengaged from the problems of post-war anarchy. But what was Paul Bremer, the head of the CPA, focused on? According to a Washington Post reporter who shared a flight with him last June, Bremer discussed the need to privatize government-run factories with such fervor that his voice cut through the din of the cargo hold. Plans for privatization were eventually put on hold, but he's prepared to leave Iraq, Mr. Bremer listed reduced tax rates, reduced tariffs, and the liberalization of foreign investment laws as among his major accomplishments. Insurgents are blowing up pipelines and police stations, geysers of sewage are erupting from the streets, and the electricity is off most of the time, but we've given Iraq the gift of supply-side economics. Yet the occupiers often seemed oblivious to reality. One reason was that many jobs at the CPA went to people whose qualifications seemed to lie mainly in their personal and political connections, people like Simone Ledeen, whose father Michael Ledeen, a prominent neoconservative, told a forum that the level of casualties is secondary because we are a warlike people and we love war. Still, given Mr. Bremer's economic focus, you might at least have expected his top aide for private sector development to be an expert on privatization and liberalization in such countries as Russia or Argentina, but the job initially went to Thomas Foley, a Connecticut businessman and Republican fundraiser with no obviously relevant expertise. In March, Michael Fleischer, a New Jersey businessman, took over. Yes, he's Ari Fleischer's brother. Mr. Fleischer told the Chicago Tribune that part of his job was educating Iraqi businessmen. The only paradigm they know is cronyism. We're teaching them that there's an alternative system with built-in checks and built-in review. Checks and review? Yesterday, a leading British charity, Christian Aid, released a scathing report fueling suspicion on the use of Iraqi oil revenue. It points out that the May 2003 UN resolution giving the CPA the right to spend that revenue required the creation of an international oversight board, which would appoint an auditor to ensure that the funds were spent to the benefit of the Iraqi people. Instead, the U.S. stalled, and the auditor didn't begin work till April 2004. Even then, according to the interim report, it faced resistance from the CPA staff. And now, with the audit still unpublished, the CPA has been dissolved. Defenders of the administration will no doubt say that Christian Aid and other cities have other critics have no proof that the unaccounted-for billions were ill-spent, but think of it this way. Given the Arab world's suspicion that we came to steal Iraq's oil, the occupation authorities had every incentive to expedite an independent audit that would clear Halliburton and other U.S. corporations of charges that they were profiteering at Iraq's expense, unless, that is, the charges are true. Let's say the obvious. By making Iraq a playground for right-wing economic theorists, an employment agency for friends and family, and a source of lucrative contracts for corporate donors, the administration did terrorist recruiters a very big favor. That's Paul Krugman's take on the New York Times today. It's on our website. Pretty depressing. I'm surprised we haven't heard a lot more from people who saw the movie, aren't you?
Yeah.
Of course, that's not our poll question today, and if it's not on a poll, they don't really want to talk about it too often. Oh, God. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line, because what would be interesting to find out if the lines are still as long and the theaters are still as packed now that it's been, you know, on there for a few days.
Well, I went last night and to try to go to the 4:30 one at Sawgrass. That was sold out, the 7 was sold out, and the 10 was sold out.
So, in other words...
I didn't get to see it yesterday. I'm going to try to go see it today.
Damn it. Well, now that you don't have to worry about hanging out to protect Josh from that, whatever that guy was.
Yeah, you're right. I can go.
So, now, have you filled that out while you're sitting there on your ass, Josh? Have you filled that thing out and you're getting ready to rock and roll with it?
No, but I will.
See, that used to be, that lame excuse you came up with yesterday, that used to be the excuse of all the lazy people. Oh, I don't want to register to vote because then they'll call me for jury duty.
No, it wasn't just
and that
a jury.
Was my
you
bad for
calls of whatever party, you know.
No. Isn't that what he said? Zach?
Yep.
That's exactly what you saved.
I said for jury duty and the calls that you get. Yeah. Vote for this person, blah, blah, blah.
You have caller ID?
I do.
See, the jury duty thing, and it took a caller. That's my bad. I should remember that they changed that some time ago, a couple of years ago. Now it's your driver's license, because that was the excuse a lot of people were using. Oh, we don't want to be called for jury duty, and if you're registered to vote, they use that. Well, they don't use that no more. And it sounds to me, I could be wrong, but it sounds to me like you're still a little bit reluctant.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm just
the guy, I mean, you talk about lazy, you talk about service. This guy brought it right to you and put it in your hand in the materials, too. Put it right there in your hand. All you got to do is fill it out. Mail it in, you'll get your voter registration card, you'll be like a mensch, you'll be like a real person. You'll have a voter registration card in your wallet, along with those, whatever else you got in there.
You don't want to know.
I'm sure. Probably all rotted out by now anyway. And yet you sound a little bit, I don't know, like you're making excuses. Well, I don't want to get soliciting calls to contribute. Well, just tell me you're a schlepper, you don't have any money, okay? That's all. Just don't answer the phone. 20 till 1 at 560 WQM. So many lazy people in so little time. It's summertime. Days are getting longer. In fact, this is perfect for lazy people talking about dial-a-mattress because this is one area where it's smart to be lazy. I mean, it's 140 degrees in the shade. It's humid as hell. Who now wants to run out to those bedding and department stores now when you can sit there on your lazy ass and make that one easy call like I've always done and even the other people at QM are doing now? Just call 1-800-MATTRESS like millions of people have been doing, 1-800-MATTRESS, for the lowest price on the best brands in bedding. It's the easiest possible way to buy you a mattress. You're going to save a lot of time, tons of money, and improve your productivity and brighten your disposition because you're going to get a great night's sleep every night for years to come. Dial-a-mattress is ranked the best in the world in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands with delivery on your schedule. You pick that two-hour window when they show up and the best customer service in the business. And whatever brand is your favorite, Dial-a-mattress has got it. The top names, Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, even Stearns, and Bananas Foster. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dial-a-mattress will deliver to you the finest bedding going anywhere. Everybody, like I said, at QM is doing it, and you should be doing it, too. Log on to their website. You can even order it right on there, mattress.com, or give them a call toll-free right now. They'll be knocking on your door in no time at all. 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
You wanted more, and you got it. The Mad Dog is back, singing more duets on Mad and Sing. Volume 2.
Yes.
Old number 88 is back, pairing off with the greats, singing more big hits with even more big stars. The Mad Dog does them all.
All right.
It's an all-new British Invasion with the Mad Dog singing like a man.
I like it. I like it.
The truth is finally out that Jim Mandich was truly the fifth Beatle.
You gotta give me little lovin', give me little lovin'. Now you're here to stay. You always hear me say it's gonna be alright.
Here's a Mad Dog's tender and touching tribute to the king, Elvis.
Alright.
The Mad Dog was just a little ambivalent when we asked him if he wanted to do it again.
Nah, I don't think so.
So we had Luca Brasi pay him a little visit and tell him either his brains or his signature would wind up on the contract.
That son of a bitch is cute.
Mad Dog, Volume 2, available now if you move quickly.
What is that man trying to say?
All right.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. 1246, I'm looking here at Paul and old Ron. I thought I want to pick on them, do I?
Yeah.
Sure. Liars. I'm taking a look at this, and what's your name again? Stick and Lick?
Lex
the guys
Perry.
That are on Zeta now. Oh, I'm sorry, Lex and Terry. Stick and Nick. They did better on Zeta. In fact, the numbers on Zeta are going up now that Paul and old Ron went over there. In fact, they went from a 3-5 in a winner book up to a 4, and they stayed at a 4
book
in this last trend with Lex and Luke and Luther from Jacksonville doing redneck psychic readings. And in the meantime, Big... Oh, man. Of course, Stern was off there. We understand that. Then they went from a 3-9 to a 3-3 and now down to a 2-9, even with Paul and old Ron being on there the last 2 months. So they continue dropping like a rock. So, in other words, Zeta beat the pants off of them, even with them taking their stale, sorry-ass, unoriginal old act over there. How do you like that?
It's perfect.
Now, we'll never read about that in Glenn Garvin's column or Howard Cohen's column or Tom, maybe Tom Zicka might make reference to it if he makes up another letter to the Sunday book, TV book, about that. That is amazing. Anyway, Peter Bergen writes, now is this long or what? I don't want to do a lot of reading because I know it gets Zach very irritated.
Oh, it's okay.
And then he'll go in and tell Robert tomorrow. Oh, he was reading all that left-wing commie pinko stuff. Of course, your commie, I don't understand how you and Robert work together.
Well, you got to put opposites together.
Is that what it is? Opposites attract?
Of course.
I see. Anyway, Peter Bergen writes, President Bush's May 2003 announcement aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln that major combat operations had ended in Iraq has been replayed endlessly. What is less well remembered is just what the president claimed the United States had accomplished. The Battle of Iraq is one victory in a war on terror that began on September 11, 2001, he declared. The defeat of Saddam Hussein, he told the American people, was a crucial advance in the campaign against terror. In fact, the consensus now emerging among a wide range of intelligence and counterterrorism professionals is that the opposite is true. The invasion of Iraq not only failed to help the war on terrorism, but it represented a substantial setback. In more than a dozen interviews, experts both within and outside the U.S. government laid out a stark analysis of how the war has hampered the campaign against Al-Qaeda. Not only, they point out, did the war divert resources and attention away from Afghanistan, seriously damaging the prospects of capturing Al-Qaeda leaders, but it has also opened a new front for terrorists in Iraq and created a new justification for attacking Westerners around the world. Perhaps most important, it's dramatically speeded up the process by which Al-Qaeda, the organization, has morphed into a broad-based ideological movement, a shift, in effect, from Bin Laden to Bin Ladenism. If Osama believed in Christmas, this is what he'd want under his Christmas tree, one senior intelligence official told me. Another counterterrorism official suggests that Iraq might begin to resemble Afghanistan 1996, a reference to the year that bin Laden seized on Afghanistan, a chaotic failed state, as his new base of operations. Even Kenneth Pollack, one of the nation's leading experts on Iraq, whose book, The Threatening Storm, The Case for Invading Iraq, made the most authoritative case for overthrowing Saddam Hussein, says, "My instinct tells me that the Iraq war has hindered the war on terrorism. You had to deal with Al-Qaeda first, not Saddam. We had not crippled the Al-Qaeda organization when we embarked on the Iraq war. The damage to U.S. interest is hard to overestimate. Rohana Guanaratta, a Sri Lankan academic who's regarded as one of the world's leading authorities on Al-Qaeda, points out that sadness and anger about Iraq, even among moderate Muslims, is being harnessed and exploited by terrorist and extremist groups worldwide to grow in strength, size, and influence. Similarly, Vincent Canestraro, former chief of counterterrorism at the CIA under Presidents Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, says the Iraqi war accelerated terrorizing by metastasizing al-Qaeda. Today, al-Qaeda is more than the narrowly defined group that attacked the U.S. on September 11, 2001. It is a growing global movement that's been energized by the war in Iraq. Nice going, W., you idiot, you goofball. And isn't this exactly one of the things that Michael Moore pointed out in the movie? 11,000 troops in Afghanistan. We should have had 150,000 troops there, not in Iraq, if we were really serious about capturing Osama, Yamama, and all those other... It really kind of makes you wonder if we're really all that serious about getting them, you know?
Yep.
You have to wonder what kind of conversation he was having with Bandar Bush there on September 13, 2001, as Bandar was drinking his fine wines and smoking his big fat stogies out on the balcony at the White House. You have to wonder what was being discussed. You know, one of the light moments in the movie when the Taliban were visiting Crawford, Texas in the spring of 2001 for that that pipeline deal.
Uh-huh.
And that woman was bitching at the Taliban representative. That woman, I don't know how the hell she got in there, but she had some kind of a schmata she put, like pretending she had a burqa and she covered her head with it and says, "This is what you do to your women. Shame on you." And he said, he made some kind of crack about, "Boy, I sure hate to be your husband and have to put up with your act." And that was amusing. That was cute. The audience snickered. There's a few laughs in there so that you don't have two solid hours of consternation and constipation. And it's heavy, but there's a few good chuckles in it. And hopefully we got some other people who saw it. 5670560 #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
It's good to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener. I'm up here in Tampa.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah, I remember the good old days on WSUN. And, but anyhow, I wanted to report to you. I've been listening the last few days. I saw the movie Sunday night. And,
right.
And the theater, it was packed. It was sold out. You know, these rednecks up here.
Yeah.
it was a big turnout, you know, considering. And everybody clapped at the end of the movie. I mean, it got a, it was pretty well received. And I we even went with a friend of ours who, you know, she, you know, calls herself a Republican, although she doesn't vote.
Well, that's good. The last part is good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she, you know, she walked out of there wide-eyed, and especially, you know, I think Moore ends it pretty well with that mother whose child had died over there.
Right.
And that scene where that rabid right-winger comes up to her and calls her a shill, calls her, says she's faking it all, that packs a punch, you know, to a lot of people.
I wish you'd have given her a punch right in the mouth.
Well, you know, I kind of thought something like that was coming, but, you know, the woman had class and restraint, and that movie, it's just relentless with the way it pummels you with the facts, and it's, I don't see it as playing fast and loose with the truth. I mean, it's,
No, I should mention it. I'm glad you reminded me. I want to mention it again for anybody who missed the beginning of the show. If you go to our website today, neilrogers.com, there's the thing from the Michael Moore website where he responds to Michael Isikoff at Newsweek, who put a bunch of crap in the magazine this week. He responds point by point, lays it right out there for you, and there are no questions to be left.
Yeah, and it is true that Wolfowitz sucks on his comb.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What a classy guy, man. Have a great day, pal.
All right, bye.
Good luck in Tampa. You'll need it. How do you like that? They're packing them in Tampa. That was what that article said the other day, one of the 100 that I read about. Even in Yahoo places like Chattanooga and in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and all these other places. They're packing them in. So you tried to go three different times you tried to get tickets for and you couldn't get in.
Yeah, I couldn't go at all yesterday. Three different showings.
Well, I want to apologize because for last week I was bitching out those people in Broward who said, well, it's only showing at three theaters here. You're right. How come it's not showing at the 15 theaters there?
It should be at everyone.
Right. When it's showing at five theaters in Palm Beach County and only in three in freaking...
Well,
something really rotten in Denmark, okay? Must be the Goyim had something to do with that. But at any rate, yeah, no, if it's that packed, if it continues being that packed, it'll be around a while. It'll stay over a few weeks, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I'm going to go in... I don't know which day, but I'm going to go see it again. Because the first time I went just to absorb it, just to see it, absorb it, appreciate it. And now the next time I'm going to have to go and be kind of like homework, you know what I mean?
Take notes.
Yeah, well, not really take notes, actually, but, like, take mental notes of different things, you know, talking points, whatever the hell. At any rate. WQAM, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I calling WQAM?
Yes, ma'am. You're speaking to Neil.
Okay, great. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good.
I'm a mom in Weston.
Right.
And was pretty upset, saw the movie over the weekend. It was a packed house in Sawgrass. The thing that I think upset me the most was the recruitment situation and how they tried to target poor kids that don't really have very many alternatives. And I did want to tell you that it's very true because my son is going to be a senior in high school this year. And the day after he finished the 11th grade, we got a phone call from the Marine Corps wanting to speak to him. Wanting to recruit him right out of high school, telling me all the benefits of joining the Marines, and he asked me how I felt about it. And this was way before the movie started. And I said, I'm totally against it. Don't ever call this house again. He doesn't need your money. They try to focus on all the money that they're going to give you by joining the military and all the benefits of not having to go on the front lines, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I believe what they say anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable how they get away with this. I can't imagine that Bush could ever get reelected. That's my opinion.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Very.
Okay, hang in there.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, over her dead body is basically what she's trying to say. That's when they're going to get her son. And, of course, you notice Michael Moore's hometown, Flint, Michigan, where they said probably the real number because so many people have quit, given up looking for a job. 50% unemployment. 50%.
That's terrible.
Didn't they say it was more than that now?
No, 50%. I mean, the actual stat, I think, was like 25 or 30, something like that. But if you factor in the number of people who have given up looking for a job, 50%. Just fill out your form there, Josh, and relax. But I don't think you're ever going to be the same. It's like we pressured you into leaving the fantasy world, whatever world that might be, into like just putting one toe into the real world, okay?
There's no pressure. I'm just not doing it right now.
There is a lot of pressure, okay? And it's coming right from here, okay? By long distance, but nevertheless. We need every single... We can't afford after the crap they pulled last time around. I'm going to be leaning real heavy on some people I know there. And I'll be there in November when that election goes on. I'm voting at least 20, 30
times. About 30, man!
One quick thing before the break. Did I put this on? I think I put it on our website. Bush is in trouble. We'll Bin Laden bail him out from the Fredericksburg, Virginia Freelance Star. I think I did. But it shows, this was from TomPaine.com. I was trying to remember the other day. In fact, for a long time I've been trying to remember when this first came out. And then it was in the New York Times. It's a picture of Osama pointing, "I want you to invade Iraq." It says, his agitprop was brilliant, his commentary on the probable effects of an Iraq invasion, and Bush did exactly what he wanted. There was Osama pointing, "I want you to invade Iraq," from TomPaine.com. And sure enough,
live and local, Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Hello, this is Deloise, and you know who. Mom will be listening to her angel Neil Rogers on 1-2-Hour.
Welcome back to the Mulhall and David Show. Yeah, he ain't here yet. He's making. Finally, I have the show all to myself. Ooh, look, a microphone. And there's buttons here. The Marlins. They play baseball.
Hey, what do you hear this?
What?
Hoist. Dance gray out of my chair, Giggles.
What chair?
Nice. Now get this. I was out in the hallway, see? And I saw that fat little beast out there.
Yeah?
And I glazed into his face.
I don't think you can say that.
Not that way. With spittle.
You spit in his face.
Yeah. Like this.
What did you do that for?
Because I felt like it, that's why.
I hate looking to fight with you, but you're a nasty, smelly, creepy Jew. I won't discourage, won't say no more of it. So okay, pal, now you ask for it. All I really want to do is walk a tumor on you.
Boy, why, you stinking little punk, what the hell do you know? It's because of you I got a lousy show. Greg Reed knows.
Oh, no, that's what I call great radio.
Hey, Greg, don't spit in my eye, you
know. I'll have a like it.
Oh, JTV, what's the deal? It's what I do for you.
I got a book of good.
.103 at 560 WQM. What a place, maybe. We're kicking ass. We're killing them. Don't ask us how. We're just doing it. U.S. Supreme Court, you're going to like this story, Zach. Well, all I mean, right. It's a little step in the right direction. I'm not going to say Josh will like it because he's busy filling out that form right now.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
I know, Mike.
U.S. Supreme Court to hear medical marijuana case. Actually, what he's probably doing is fill out another form for the ticket defense team for his latest, 80 and a 15.
That's what he's doing.
The Supreme Court said yesterday it will consider whether sick people who smoke pot on a doctor's order are subject to a federal ban on marijuana. How do you like that? Another example of how some countries, I don't want to mention any in particular, are like moving forward some, and other countries are going back into the dark ages, such as the U.S.
Deliciously different marijuana, deliciously different marijuana.
The court agreed to hear the Bush administration's appeal of a case it lost last year involving two California women who say marijuana is the only drug that helps alleviate their chronic pain and other medical problems. The high court will hear the case sometime next winter. It was among eight new cases the court added to its calendar for the coming term. The current term is expected to end this week. The marijuana case came to the Supreme Court after the San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in December that a federal law outlawing marijuana doesn't apply to California patients whose doctors have prescribed the drug. In its 2-1 decision, the appeals court said, prosecuting medical marijuana users under the Federal Controlled Substances Act is unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional if the marijuana is not sold, transported across state lines, or used for non-medicinal purposes. I mean, the idea that people are going to have to suffer, they're going to hear the case in the winter, sometime next winter, while people are in pain, suffering, because the U.S. wants to continue being in the Stone Age. Not the Stoned Age, but the Stone Age. Like that deal in California where they passed a law, they passed their own law there in California, and the DEA went in there and arrested him and tried to put that one guy in jail for life.
That's crazy.
Which the judge finally threw out the,
It's crazy.
Judge Harry Pregerson wrote the appeals court majority that smoking pot on the advice of a doctor is different in kind from drug trafficking. The court added that this limited use is clearly distinct from the broader illicit drug market, that wicked weed. In its appeal to the justices, the government argued that state laws making exceptions for medical marijuana are trumped by federal drug laws. Yeah, right. See, when it's convenient for them, these right-wingers talk about states' rights. When it's convenient, when they want to, like, take away the right to vote for all you dark folks, things like that, states' rights. But when it's not convenient, well, federal law trumps state rights any day, okay, and just don't be messing with the DE, eh? And speaking of the Supreme Court, see, people said this last time and nobody paid any attention. I'm only going to say it once. November's winner could appoint three Supreme Court justices. Don't we have a different candidate? Can we, like, replace Kerry this week? I mean, you know, that was fun. It was okay. Made a lot of jokes about him. But now we're going to have, like, a real serious candidate?
Right. When are they going to do that?
I don't know. At the convention, maybe. Maybe okay. This is just a bait and switch to lull them into a false sense of security. And then we'll put a real candidate, a live person in there, and the first poll show, like, 30 points ahead.
About 30, man.
There hasn't been a new appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court in almost 10 years, the longest the court has ever gone without change. But guess what, boys and girls? Change is coming, just like Seat Boats is coming. Remember that song?
Yep.
Seat Boats? Change is coming. If you care about the future of this country, you will cast your presidential vote this November with the Supreme Court above all other things in mind, because U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist is a doddering old fart, 79 years old, a real fascist if there ever has been one. He's been on the court for 32 years. Associate Justice John Paul Stevens is 84. He's been on the court for 29 years. Associate Justice Sandra E. O'Connor, that bitch is 74. She's been on the court for 23 excruciating years. Although once in a while she has a lucid moment, but very rarely. Supreme Court justices are, of course, appointed for life. It is not unusual for a justice to serve 20 or...
About 30, man.
...years or more, witness of the examples above, it says. As life expectancy increases, the tenure of justices will likely increase as well. Clarence Token Thomas was confirmed as a justice at the age of just 43. It says, don't be surprised if he remains on the court for 40 years or more. So the new, whoever wins in November, could be in office to appoint three new judges on the Supreme Court. So if all you women out there want to lose your right to choose, if you want to be forced to have a baby that you don't want, if you want to have the government sticking their nose into your vagina, well, by all means, then, vote for Bush. Not to mention all the other issues that the Supreme Court decides all the time. And you people, if you're real happy about the fact that, as a matter of fact, keep in mind that now, flush with this tremendous latest victory on the indecency bill in the Senate that passed 99-1, and only John Breaux of Louisiana, who's going to term ends this year anyway, who's a lame duck, only he voted against it. Fresh with that ammunition now, the people like Sam Brownback and the other Nazis there, you know that they're not going to stop until they have the power to control what's on cable and what's on satellite radio and television. And so all you people that are paying for cable now, you can watch instead of The Sopranos, you can watch Mary Poppins and Lassie and Bambi Come Home and The 700 Club and all those shows from PAX Network. So just keep those things in mind, okay? Just mention them in passing. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. WQAM, hello.
Leo, what's up? How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I went to see the movie on Sunday. The one part of the movie that brought chills down to my spine was when you saw George Bush and his brother Jeb in their plane, and George looked directly at the camera and says, "I'm going to take Florida."
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his brother was there smiling too, like, yeah. They already had a plan.
Yeah, they both had that Schmidt eating grin on their face, right?
Yeah, so the reason why Kerry and Bush are like almost tied is the fact is that not too many people know what Kerry's about yet. I think it's because the fact that he's not out talking out. You know, I hope to God that, you know, when as the election gets closer, he'll be more animated, more, you know, more out there so people could see what his views are and what he's going to be standing on for. Like my wife. My wife hates Bush, but she says that she doesn't know nothing about Kerry to vote for him. And I told her that if I could, you know, would she go see Fahrenheit 9/11 with me? She said she will, and I'm planning to take her to tonight.
Please.
I will.
Okay, good job, Pally.
All right.
Thanks. Let's see. Here's one that says, congratulations on kicking the, continuing to kick tail with your ratings. Kick ass.
Rectum.
Here's a Schmogriffin spy report. It says, Ma, don't you know who I am? Herself was seen discussing hot dogs on the Atlanta Braves postgame show. Needless to say, it took me only a few seconds to start feeling ill and change the channel after seeing that witch on TV. Since you're doing ratings today, could you mention Dan, what does this say? Sire? I can't read that. Cilio? Oh, Dan Cilio. Silly old me ratings, please. The silly one has been spouting off that he's the most listened to radio sportscaster in Florida. Oh, my God, the most listened to radio sportscaster in Florida. Maybe he's on 650 different stations in Florida, and he's adding them all together. That must be it.
It's probably the whole thing.
Also, what song is the bit phone line set to? What does that mean? What bit is that? I don't know what. Trevor, I don't know what you're talking about, Trevor. P.S., could you put the summer schedule on your website? I missed yesterday's show because I thought it was Jorge going to be on. That's a little shot at George there, but that's a really good idea. We ought to put the summer schedule on there, Eric. That would be a real good idea. Starting next Monday. George is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm on Tuesday and Thursday through, like, till about August 26th, 7th, whatever that is, end of August. And it's just fine, you know?
Oh, we're fine.
So let's see. Dan Cilio. Now, what time is he on? You ought to know.
I think he's on during Howard's hours. 5 to 8.
Well, we don't get hour by hours, you know, so we can only do, like, mornings.
Yeah, he's on, yeah, he'd be the morning one.
Because this is just a trend, not a complete book, if I can ever find it. Boy, this is a mess. I'm so sorry, Trevor, that you asked me that. Let's see. 6 to 10 a.m. Now, we want to see men, right? Because sports shows, it's a men thing, it's a guy thing.
Yes.
Not people that play slot machines, crap like that. It's a guy thing, real guys, real men. Guys who are like Republicans, like Mad Dog. Let's see, men 18 plus, Mo and Gildy and Joe, they got 6 to 10 a.m., a 4-6, they're number 5, moving on up. Like the Jeffersons, man, moving on up. Now, what is he on? Is he on Fox?
Yes.
Not on the second page, certainly not on the first page, I just mentioned that in passing, men 18 plus. I'm looking on the third page for WRFX, I don't see it on the third page. Holy cow. Let's turn the page to the fourth page. Oh, look at that, he's moving it up, baby. In winter book, they had a 0.5. In February, March, and April, they had a 0.6. And now, with Dan Cilio aboard, they got a 0.8. They're number 27 out of 33 listed.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they're moving on up, baby. And let's see, what's that other goofball, Carl Bananas Foster?
Yeah.
I bet you that station's not even in here. In fact, I'll bet you Greg Weed's life on it right now. Oh, look at that, WFTL is on here, though. In the morning, men 18 plus. Now, who the hell is that? That's 850. Who's on in the morning over there? Do we know?
No, I have no clue.
For the first time, they actually made some inroads in there. They actually showed up in the book. But I'll bet you that Bill O'Reilly, I bet you he ain't on there. Because, well, we'll see. I'll pour through it. So, like I said, thanks for asking, Trevor, but don't do it again. 113 at 560 WQM. Nobody wants to think about cancer or heart disease as far as your own body is concerned, but you owe it to yourself and your family to be sure that you're in good health. You can never be positive. It's a proven fact that disease responds extremely well to treatment, but you have to detect it early. Hollywood Diagnostic Center can help you do that. They're proud to announce their virtual colonoscopy, which is a lot less intrusive than the traditional method, by the way. Their coronary heart scoring and full body screening exams that are just like a virtual trip right through your body that can detect cancer, other life-threatening diseases in their early stages. A doctor's referral is needed. I was there a few weeks ago. It's like a miracle. It doesn't take a lot of time, just a few minutes out of your time. You don't even have to be fully naked, which in my case is a bonus. For all your imaging exams, call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600 for the test that really can be a lifesaver. And if they give you a clean bill of health like I got, it can give you tremendous peace of mind, too. At Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they offer you state-of-the-art imaging equipment with open MRI, high-speed CAT scan, nuclear medicine, and much, much more. Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they've been serving the community for over 20 years, and their facility also provides a complete mobile diagnostic service that can come right to you. For example, if you fall and break a leg, something like that. Call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600 for those imaging exams today. It could be, like I said before, a life-saving call.
954-966-3600. And is paid for by Adidas, Nike, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Hanes Underwear.
Yo, what's up? This is LeBron James. Give me a little love.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball phenom out of Akron, Ohio.
Yeah,
home of Firestone Tires for your car, truck, or SUV.
Yeah.
Can I get a little bit of love? retires, my brother. Now, the Ohio State Athletic Association has suspended me for the rest of the season.
Oh, man!
I know, right? And declared me unintelligible or something because I accepted two old school sports jerseys.
Oh, come on!
What? I don't understand what the hell I done wrong. Unlike most people, I got lots of birthdays during the calendar You know what? People like to give me things like this here Pepsi Twist. A twist on a great thing. Anyway, drink Pepsi. Right. I'm just a normal 18-year-old high school student who just happens to drive a $50,000 Hummer. Wears a diamond earring the size of a small child's hair.
That's right, look at that shit.
K jewelers, cause every kiss begins with K.
Bing, bing, baby.
Right? I don't get the whole big thing, chicken wing. I may still go to college. All right. I got some of the offers right here. Check this one. An unnamed school that's nestled in the bluegrass area offers a penthouse apartment, a penthouse pet, and a lifetime subscription to Penthouse Magazine. I see they're offering like a theme package deal. Here's another institution in the heart of the Chapel Hill area, which will go unnamed. Says they'd be honored to have me. They have boxed up and sent to me a naked Russian woman direct from Russia, which I keep for my own boy, right? I haven't unpacked it yet, but she's knocking and screaming and whatnot. I have my boy Tyrell here puts it in the garage with my box of Cougarans from an unnamed university closely associated with a Wolverine.
Man,
that garage is spilling over. Anyway, I got to get back to class now with my boys. No, we gotta go, I already missed like 3 months so far. Oh, snap! I just spilled my Pepsi Twist on my new Hugo Boss suit. Look at this, I got a little McDonald's special sauce on there. Oh, by the way, come on and party with a Big Mac, where for a limited time you visit one participating McDonald's and buy a Big Mac, you get another one for 35 cents.
35 cents! It's your birthday! It's your birthday!
Peace out.
The proceeding has been paid for by Foot Locker, an unnamed university in the Nutmeg State, and Def Comedy Jam.
20 after 1 at 560 WQM. He'd be something else, don't he?
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was real.
Did you really?
Knowing LeBron James, yeah, probably.
Israel?
Israel.
I wonder, we ought to do a poll on that one day. Who's the biggest celebrity whore of all time who like just hawks everything on TV and everywhere you see?
LeBron, Tiger.
Yeah.
Those are the top two.
I'll tell you, Danny Boy is in there.
Oh, yeah, he's in there.
Danny is in there, although I think more of a South Florida kind of a thing. But Danny Boy is, he's available.
South Florida. What about Isotoner gloves?
Like I said, Danny Boy's on the list. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Anyway, here's some bad news. Army to recall former military members. Don't tell me that they're lying again. The Army is preparing to notify about 5,600 retired and discharged soldiers who are not members of the National Guard or Reserve that they will be involuntarily recalled to active duty for possible service in Iraq or Afghanistan, the Army said today. Are you following that?
Yep.
These are retired and or discharged soldiers who are not members of the Guard or Reserve, but guess what? You thought you were out? Well, we pull you back in, just like Michael Corleone. Just when you thought you were out, we pulled you back in. It marks the first time the Army has called on the individual ready reserve, as this category of reservists is known, in substantial numbers since the 1991 Gulf War. But, of course, keeping in mind that yesterday we had the handover. We thought that they're going to start, like, taking care of things. You know, it's kind of like Vietnamization, like they talked during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, sure.
Right. A myth. The move reflects the continued shortage of troops available to Rumsfeld to fight the ongoing war on terrorism as well as Operation Iraqi Freedom. Lieutenant General Frank Hagenbeck, the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel, said earlier this month of the Army's troop strength, "We are stretched, but we have what we need." Pentagon officials have echoed that this statement, explaining that while the military is reaching deep into its resources, war planners have long had contingency plans such as this for when troops are really needed, as in right now, as in this moment. Too bad we didn't send thousands of these people into Afghanistan when the time would have been right. Now we understand why they were chasing all those guys around in the parking lots in Flint in the movie, Josh.
Yeah.
That was almost embarrassing. I mean, they'd see a young guy like 16, 17, 18, and they'd just go flying, probably grab him by the neck. Hey, America, Uncle Sam is looking for you, man. Your country needs you. And they got all the BS, and oh, we're going to train you in this and train you how to do the old jack-in-the-box routine, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A tisk and a tasket. We'll give you a free casket. We just don't want the public seeing it when it comes back.
Right.
By the way, I just checked, and here is some exciting news. I hope that Tom Jicca and Glenn Garvin, all the other South Florida radio and TV and whatever maven they happen to be or claim to be, I hope you're listening right now. Bill O'Reilly, this almost deserves a drum roll, okay? I'm going to do it because it's so exciting.
For the first time ever since his debut on South Florida radio, the Rush Limbaugh wannabe,
Bill O'Reilly finally broke the bank. He finally showed up in the Arbitron for South Florida.
Wow.
That's the good news for him. The bad news is the number from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I guess he's on the same time as Rush, noon to 3, somewhere in there. They had a 0.2, okay, dead last. But nevertheless, it's on there. They're number 800, damn it. A 0.2. Isn't that amazing that somebody with all the, you know, the Fox News Network and all the books that have been written about him and all the attention he gets, he's got a 0.2 in the market.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah, that's great. That means the two rooms where you guys are sitting there right now,
yep.
You could have his whole audience in there and have room for a an orgy for, you know, some serious people coming in there.
Nice.
You could have room for the Chinese army left over. You could have room for a fat boy's ass in there, which is saying a lot. Although with Zach sitting there, like I said.
Yeah, there's not much room left.
He's 0.2. So congratulations, Bill O'Reilly. All spin, all the time, all BS, all bullcrap. WQAM, hello.
Leo?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just a couple things. I went to the MoveOn.org house party last night. And
right.
I haven't been listening to you this morning. I don't know if you've gotten any calls, but one of the things they did is, Michael Moore addressed us afterwards. There was like a conference call, and one of the things he said was that although he voted for Nader last time, and he had spoken with Nader and asked him not to run, you know, just FYI. And so far it's been no good. But the other thing I wanted to add was. I occasionally jump over to the conservative shows just to listen to what the spin they put on it.
Yeah, and I'll spin all day.
I know. The Schmidt show yesterday, this was cracked me up. He admitted that he went to see the movie Fahrenheit 9/11 last weekend with his wife, but he didn't want to give Michael Moore any money for his ticket, so what he did is he bought a ticket to White Chicks or whatever the other movie was, and then went into the theater, and he was urging all his the audience to go see the movie, but to not buy a ticket for it.
Which, of course, is illegal and unethical, but just like his pill-popping mentor, don't confuse him with the facts. In other words, they're always, all these right-wingers always pointing everybody else is a criminal and everybody else is a degenerate and this and that. But in the meantime, when it comes to them playing fast and loose with the law, they make it up as they go along.
Right. I found that amazing. He was urging the audience to buy tickets to different movies and then walk into the 9/11. So, the movie, in fact, did a lot better than what they're saying. You know, cause, and it's going to do a lot better because they should do it like a one of those spin things that you have to walk through or something. And,
yeah, right. Yeah,
do the tally how many people are going because these people are just sneaking in the theater basically to see.
Well,
it.
You'll be pleased to know I'm just looking at these new ratings that came out, and Mr. Schmidtmeister dropped from number one in the winter book to number six in the next trend, and now down to number tied for fifth with a 3.9. His number is dropping like a rock.
That's wonderful. Okay.
So that's the good news. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See ya. How do you like that? Well, when it comes to being fair and balanced and ethical and holier than thou and better than everybody else and popping a whole bunch of Aussies, that's us. That's the right wing. Man, WIOD in the afternoon in men, 5.7 to a 4.3, and now in this one down to 3.9. Dropping and dropping and dropping. So maybe the fact that they spin it all and they talk a lot of crap, maybe people are getting tired of that. Or maybe some people to the left of Attila the Hun finally got some diaries.
Oh!
About time. 27 after 1 at 560 WQAM with the heat of summer here right now. And, man, you talk about heat. I'm hearing in South Florida it's about 147 degrees in the shade. Now is a great time to get out of that car you've been driving. Get yourself into a great new Toyota from Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. You'll find them on US 1, just 20 minutes south of the 836, and well worth your drive because they're going to save you literally thousands on great new Toyotas. And with rising gas prices, maybe you'd like to get a car with more fuel economy. The legendary Toyota Corolla can be yours for just $11,990 or lease it for just $209 a month. Need a great Toyota for that college or high school grad? How about the Toyota Echo lease priced at just $199? Need a truck? The V6 Toyota Tundra regular cab can be leased for just $239 a month. Like I said, looking for the hottest new cars around? Check out the Corolla XRS and Solera convertible now in stock at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. They're family-owned and operated. They're wonderful folks to do business with. Their service department is even open late to late weeknights to make sure they get all your service work done for you. And Armstrong Toyota of Homestead was the first dealer to offer you free tires and batteries for life, and now they're the first to offer free replacement parts for life. That's correct. Tires, batteries, and free parts for life. Nobody else nowhere is be doing that. So instead of wasting time and gas, driving to the big mega dealers who shout and scream and get you to their dealership under false premises. Premises? In other words, lie like crazy. Get yourself over to Armstrong's Toyota of Homestead today for an unbeatable deal. See David Rich, the GM, there and save a ton of cash on that great new Toyota today only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead.
We're Sports Radio 560 UAM.
Miami Town at 560 WQAM.
Tell you nothing.
Have it your way. I hate to resort to torture, but you leave me no alternative.
What?
Hold him down and put the phone up to his ear.
No, anything but that, please.
You have reached Great Satan HMO.
Oh, no.
To be put on hold until you lose your mind and slam the phone down, press 1.
Oh, no, please.
To be transferred to someone who will tell you your prescription is not covered, press 2.
This isn't human.
To talk to someone who will automatically deny your claim, press 3.
Oh, you are violating the Geneva Convention.
To speak directly with a Great Satan HMO representative who will make you repeat everything twice and then accidentally hang up on you, press 4.
Abu Ghraib.
2702, Mad Dog at 2, the Humper at 4, briefly, and then we got the Crow at 5:30. Get you in the right mood for baseball. I wonder what that's all about. Maybe the Hank's got an early engagement.
Possibly.
Maybe he's got a couple of feedings. Oh, speaking of feedings, another great part in Fahrenheit 9/11 is the cookie-eating terrorist in San Diego. Remember that, how the FBI infiltrated their organization?
No.
Yeah, the anti-war pacifist organization who sat around and, you know, they used to go out, and there were like about a dozen of these people, and they would stand on three corners in a peace, make love, not war, that kind of group. And the FBI infiltrated their group and sent somebody in there to check out the terrorist activities of this chocolate chip cookie eating group. You don't remember that?
I don't. I think Josh saw a different movie.
I think Josh was watching when the screen went black and never came back on again. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Or the guy who they came to his house and they checked because of the books he was reading at the library, which is a segue to the next story I'm going to do here. I guess he must have gone out to take a leak during that part, right?
Yeah.
With Josh Beckett. Anyway, Helen Meservey writes, in defense of the right to read without fear of persecution. What a concept. Now that they have all those freedoms in Iraq, and they actually have a talk radio show where they can fart on the radio.
Isn't that nice?
And I would imagine they're doing a lot of that these days, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
All this erosion of privacy rights has me on edge, Helen writes. Notwithstanding a first-person commentary in the Sunday newspaper, I generally am more disposed to take in information than it provided. It's this orientation that's made me nervous. Like any responsible journalist, I try to do my research. In anticipation of last Friday's release of documentary filmmaker Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, a sweeping liberal indictment of the Bush administration and its war in Iraq, I started reading. I bought some news magazines, I surfed the web, I looked over the current notification nonfiction blockbusters by Richard Clark and Bob Woodward, I rented Moore's 2001 anti-gun documentary, Bowling for Columbine, and I borrowed several items from the library, including some videotapes on the history of Islam and some documentaries about 9/11 and Osama bin Laden. For several nights, I made tea, I commandeered the remote, and settled in for some inspiration. It never occurred to me that I was doing anything suspect, indeed committing anything other than reasonable journalism, until a friend joked that I shouldn't be surprised to find my name on somebody's list. A list? I could be on somebody's list? Unfortunately, my friend was not referring to a list kept by, say, Antonio Banderas or the Pulitzer Prize Committee. He meant an intelligent list, a Eugene McCarthy-type FBI or CIA persons of interest-type list. Perhaps, my friend suggested, revealing an interest in national bestsellers and ancient battles of the Ottoman Empire could make me interesting to bureaucrats. The implication was that my quest for information could potentially cause trouble for me. Using this logic, my friend and I ascertained that the best way to stay out of this trouble, to remain uninteresting to those who have the power to inconvenience or frighten me, would be to avoid seeking knowledge about a particular subject, in other words, to remain ignorant. Could that really be the American way? Oh, and speaking of that, the American way, you'll be pleased to know I did a little bit of work, not too much. Let's see, where the hell is it? I redid this?
That's the American way.
See, isn't that good? Good,
very good.
That's the American way.
Anyway, she says, is ignorance the new patriotism? These stepped-up infringements on privacy were kick-started in a frenzy of national solidarity and vulnerability with the U.S. Patriot Act, passed by Congress a month after 9/11. In part, the act allows intelligence agencies secret access to library checkout and bookstore records, and it prohibits those bodies from alerting patrons or their lawyers. It chills the seeking of information, lawyer and bookshop Santa Cruz Vice President Ryan Coonerty says. The government can request these records through a secret court that doesn't allow the bookstore to tell anybody about it or fight it. The Santa Cruz City County Library's policy is to shred checkout records once a borrower has returned the materials, a librarian there told me, but commercial establishments such as bookstores and other vendors cannot provide that security, as maintaining transaction and sales records are necessary accounts for a business to keep. It affects the freedom to read, Coonerty says. In 1989, when the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa or death order against novelist Salman Rushdie for his fanciful portrayal of the Muslim prophet Muhammad in these satanic verses, some large outlets that carried the book were vandalized. In response, some stores pulled the book from their shelves. I remember interviewing the owner of a small independent bookstore in Marlborough, Massachusetts, a man who had served as a soldier in WWII. He told me quite unequivocally that he had put his life on the line to defend such rights as the freedom of speech, and he wouldn't be cowed years later by those who would threaten those rights with violence. She says, now that's the kind of Patriot Act I can get behind. Pretty amazing. Like I said, if you're one of those anti-war peacenik kind of groups and you're sitting around eating chocolate chip cookies and brainstorming where you're going to be marching around with your placards the next day, you better watch out, because you never know who might be infiltrating your organization. Don't forget, join WQM and the Marlins 7 o'clock tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House on Federal Highway, just south of Oakland Park Boulevard. Stop by for prizes from Billy the Marlin and the Mermaid. Now, do they have better prizes than the usual crappy QM prizes, or is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Crap. It's a Marlins watch party, 7 o'clock tonight at the Fort Lauderdale Ale House.
Suck it in and hold it.
And another thing, you would have listened to me, would have been a big star by now. With that little bit sweet voice, how do you expect to get anywhere, you little puny puke? We say puke. I don't even know anymore.
The more I hear you.
Yeah, what about it?
The more I hate you.
What do I care?
And when I hear you. I want to.
Why, you Iota, smack you. I know my smell attracts you. But unlike Zach, you still got a job. I feel just like that you are my kid brother. And one year need to another. That's why you are still not buying. Our morning show can put you in a coma. Can't wait till it's over. All right,
that's enough. There's an interesting CNN poll. Transfer of power in Iraq is a sign that U.S. policy is succeeding 32%, failing 60%.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that? You think these bastards are finally catching on? Could be. Here's a fact that says the number one reason Mandich is not going to see the Michael Moore 9/11 movie is not for his political reasons. It's because The hat that Michael Moore wears is from Michigan State, and Mad Dog, of course, from Michigan. I never thought about that. Yeah, very through most of the movie, when you see Michael Moore, he does have that Spartan cap on, the green one, green and white. I guess it's green and white because those are our Spartan colors, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, it's a political thing, man. And plus, there's nothing about sports in it. Right?
Interested. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if there was like a ball game in there somewhere, if they had a few ball scores or something about the Flint High School, one of the high school football teams, then maybe. Cashing in on Fahrenheit. I'll tell you who really blew this, and I was thinking about this the other day when we saw the tremendous results over the weekend, the box orphan.
Eisner!
Oh, yeah. Nice going, Eisner. Man, you talk about just blowing it over and over again. Now, back in the day, I might say something about that, but I won't.
Be careful.
Fahrenheit's heating up on the Weinsteins and leaving Disney boss Michael Eisner out in the ice cold, says the New York Daily News business section today. Miramax moguls Harvey and Bob Weinstein are said to personally pocket tens of millions of dollars, money that could have gone to Disney, from record-breaking Michael Moore flick Fahrenheit 9/11, analyst said yesterday. Wouldn't surprise me if we have another Mickey Mouse bit here with Eisner pretty soon. Wouldn't shock me. The Weinsteins' decision to invest $6 million of their own money to buy the flick from Miramax owner Disney is looking like one of Hollywood's smarter deals. Disney bailed, deeming the Bush-bashing movie too controversial. After taking in a whopping almost $22 million on its debut weekend, the low-budget documentary is set to rack up between $50 and $100 million at the domestic box office, analysts predict, and that's before the film's international release, DVD sales, pay-per-view, and other sources of cash. The achievement is all the more remarkable because Fahrenheit 9/11 is one of the lowest-budget movies I've ever produced, Harvey Weinstein told the Daily News, and this weekend's success is only the beginning. It's also the beginning of more finger-pointing at Disney chief Eisner. He's already undergone from Disney shareholders, who withheld a staggering 45% of their votes from the media chief. He's sure to hear more for ditching a profitable hit. I fault Disney for passing on it, and I'm a Republican, said entertainment analyst Robert Routh of some outfit, noting that Disney spent $95 million on the Alamo, and it grossed a paltry $22.1 million since its release nearly 3 months ago. See the Alamo?
Remember the Alamo?
Did you see it?
No.
Neither did anybody else. Fahrenheit also gives the Weinsteins far more firepower in their long-running feud with Eisner. Disney has the right to end their contract next year, and the brothers might seek to start over outside the media giant. In other words, to hell with them. Ken Sunshine, what a name, a spokesman for the Fellowship Adventure Group formed by the Weinsteins to handle Fahrenheit, said they're planning to expand the flick to more theaters. See, this is what makes it so amazing. Just like the people in Broward are aware right now, only 3 theaters in the whole county. It's now playing on just 868 screens, a small number compared to the weekend's number 2 grossing film, White Chicks, which, like I told you yesterday, is showing on 2,726 screens, more than 3 times as many. We also have a long-term strategy to keep this movie playing through the fall, Sunshine said, to which we say,
all right. Yeah.
The Weinsteins aren't the only ones set to bag big bucks. Moore, who's said to have put up zero of his own money, owns an undisclosed stake in the flick, meaning he'll clean up if the box office balloons. So will independent film company Lionsgate Entertainment, though its take will be smaller. Lionsgate, which is distributing the documentary along with IFC, has cut a deal that gives it about 15% of the box office after the movie theaters take out their cut and after we pay the Milk Duds people. Don't they have, like, I know I asked you this the other day, but don't they have, like, non-Pirels?
Oh, snowcaps.
Yeah, snowcaps, no, that's right. They don't have those anymore?
Oh, they have.
What happened to all the good, well, maybe it's just here, eh? I don't know, they had, like, a very smarmy selection of candy. The Hershey's Pieces, did you ever see that?
Hershey's Pieces?
Yeah, they're kind of like Smarties. It's the same, like, M&M's without quite as much sugar.
No, I've not seen them.
Smarmy crap, Hershey's Pieces, kind of a piece of, yeah, that. And Milk Duds was the only edible thing in it. And then the awful licorice. Do you eat licorice?
Once in a while, if I'm forced to.
Of course, asking you, do you eat anything, is like pretty, digging a hole for myself.
You'd be surprised.
You actually eat licorice? I guarantee you, Josh don't eat licorice.
No, it's not bad.
Ah.
I like red. Red, and black.
I was just about to say, real men don't eat licorice is what I was about to say. But then again. See, that's my ultimate fantasy now. Is sitting at the MGM Grand at the one of those multi-million-dollar progressive slots, eating licorice, playing slots till I pass out.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
At the honey, Junior.
He's got a garbage reason that he ever sorted a line,
cocaine. He said that it's not true that he ever used cocaine. Georgie lies when he denies that he tried cocaine. What the Republicans say in an attempt to save his campaign is that he's pure as a saint and he will never play with cocaine. George denies when he denies that he tried cocaine.
153 Mad Dog coming up at 2 o'clock. Here's the facts that inspired me to play that. It says, congrats on a great book and the liberal voters in Canada. Eh? I didn't mention too much about that because, first of all, it's really politics here pretty boring. Secondly, though, I should point out that the right-wingers, the conservatives, the Bush wannabes, they thought they were going to have a sweeping victory last night, and guess what? Didn't pan out, even though the liberals have a minority government to run for the next however long they do. It's at least they're still in charge. And the country was a lot less enchanted with the right-wing Stephen Harper than they thought they were going to be. But nevertheless, it's pretty boring. It's really exciting when they start giving you the election results on TV here.
Oh, yeah?
The polls close at 9:30, and like at nine, at least in eastern Canada, 9:31 they're showing like, well, in this riding over here, they don't call them districts. They call them ridings, as in Little Red Riding Hood. But anyway, in this riding hood, and they show like the pictures of the three candidates. Here's the Liberal and the Conservative and the NDP, the New Democratic Party. And there are the pictures. And, well, this one's got like 42 votes, and this one's got 27, this one's got 13. But it's very close. It's interesting. I'll put it that way. I'll be generous. It's interesting. Canadian politics. But at least it's the line to the free anyway. It says, I went back to the Sawgrass Regal Cinemas last night for my second helping of Fahrenheit 9/11. The theater was 90% filled. Not bad for a Monday night. I would agree with that. See, that's where you should have gone.
I did. The line was out. You can't even begin. I can't even tell you about the line. And that
really?
Was, that was for the 7 with people in the crowd buying 9 o'clock tickets.
At the Sawgrass.
At Sawgrass, yes.
Maybe they were there to see Geldy. The new voice of the Panthers.
It's possible.
See, that's what happens. They pick Geldy to do the games on the radio, and then the league is going to, like, bail out for the season. Anyway, it says, I like the scene where Ashcroft is being mic'd for an interview, and he says, I don't want to blow my head off. And it says, if we were only so lucky. Oh, shame on you, but a good point. It also says, I also enjoyed the Eric Clapton cocaine background music when Moore was reviewing W's National Guard medical records. Not sure if you noticed the first time, but when you go again, and I will, keep an eye out for one of the scenes showing Bin Laden. The top of his head, his turban is blurred out. What up with that? Do you know what he's talking about, Josh?
No.
I have to keep an eye out for that, like Sammy Davis would say. I don't know what that's all about. But I'm sure it's one of those very quick, subtle things that you have to be peeking for.
Probably.
It says, the New Times posted 29 theater listings for South Florida. Out of the 29, only 6 were carrying Fahrenheit 9/11. And keep in mind that these are theaters that, you know, have like, what we'd say about 6, 7, 8 movies, 10 movies showing?
If that.
But what I'm saying is that each have multiple movies, so it could be. At any rate, only 6 were carrying it. In addition, out of the 23 screens, the Regal Sawgrass has only 1 screen carrying Fahrenheit 9/11, although one is better than none, says whoever this is. Pretty depressing, but I think it starts next week that it's going to start. In fact, yeah. Although maybe it's even this week. Maybe it's Friday. Because it said the first week in July, maybe Thursday or Friday, is going to start expanding the number of theaters it's going to be showing in. It's going to be all over the place. In fact, I guarantee you in Broward.
About 30, man.
Yeah. Dade.
About 30, man.
Palm Beach.
About 30, man.
Not bad. 22 here so far. Here's our poll result. How can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? Pretty depressing. We apologize for doing that. Americans are morons. 372 people be saying that. Out of 917. Almost got to 1,000 again today. Could have done it if we'd have put on the big push, but we don't want to do that. We don't want to show off.
No pushing.
In fact, I think if we would have had to choose between do we want to get to 1,000 votes on the poll today during the show, or do we want to have the trends come out and have really big numbers, we probably would have settled with the big numbers, right?
Yeah, correct.
So, can't have everything, man. Can't have your cake and eat it, too. That's what Zach says.
Well.
Now, what are they bringing tomorrow?
Burgers, ribs, a whole bunch of stuff.
See, he's talking through his teeth again. Burgers, ribs. Stop doing that, please. People are talking about it from coast to coast, man. You know that Josh kid that's on the Neil Rogers show, he talks through his teeth.
That's what I hear.
And when you got your teeth clenched like that, it's hard to say simp. Say simp. You can't say it that way. Yeah, it's difficult. Anyway, getting back to the poll result. How can George W. be leading John Kerry in the latest polls? I guess maybe, I don't know, I saw a little bit of that thing and I put about 10 seconds of it on the air. He's scary. He really is. 922 votes. Americans are morons, 373. Kerry's campaign sucks, 238. It just ain't off the ground yet, you know what? That oxygen is pretty expensive, I guess, and maybe they're waiting to start feeding them some until we get closer to the election, like October. Give them that little tube to, like, suck on.
Yeah, why not?
Kerry's campaign sucks, speaking of that, 238. The media is in Bush's pocket, which anybody with a brain, anybody even slightly objective knows that, 167. Even the objective people at Fox know that. America loves Bush, 72, and nobody knows Kerry yet, 72 out of nearly 1,000 votes so far. WQAM, hello.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir, Mr. Caller.
Saw Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
Should be prerequisite that everybody in the country go see it before they register to vote.
Yes, sir, absolutely. They should be forced, just like in A Clockwork Orange. They should be tied to the chair and have their eyelids propped open with toothpicks. Right, that's correct.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And getting back to the gambling, you missed one of the biggest proponents to casino gambling is that goddamn mouse up in Disney World.
Yeah. I'm getting rid of him because he already had to dump him once.
Yeah.
See, he's not familiar with the new dictums, okay? And so as a result, he said, yeah, you heard what I said, the new rules.
Oh.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
And so he said, damn, okay? As in Neil.
Ew, God.
Dang, is what he said. Well, he's a good guy. He meant well. His call was fine. But then he said, like that. And now the things are going so well, we're not going to go screwing it up right now. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't push a good thang. All of the stuff like that. Anyway, the Mad Dog is making a surprise appearance today on his own show. Yesterday, Muff was in it. Well, who do you think we should put in there? He's asking me. This is our, and he wonders why Clarence is the program director now? I mean, it's a very difficult decision. It's like when Greg sits on the throne and takes a half hour to decide which hand to wipe with, you know? And then has to get on the intercom and find out from the water Nazi. But at any rate, we don't have Curtis or Joe Zagacki today because we got the world-famous, the politically misguided from Michigan, but they didn't expect that, Jim Mandich, Mad Dog, coming up next.
We're number one, damn it!
Bye, bye, bye!
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
We need some help.
See you.
The second QAM online auction ends today at 3. Log on to WQAM.com right now and put in your bid.
You don't want to lose out on these great items.
A Mike Lowell autographed bat, a chance to meet Dale Earnhardt Jr. at a private meet and greet, a regulation NBA half court at your home presented by Sports Court, co-hosting 1 hour on the weekend with the Big O, Orlando Alzagari.
So log on to WQAM.com right now and put in your bids. A service of Sports Radio 560 QAM.
If you won $56,000, what would you do with it?
Go to Vegas and bet it all on the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl?
Give me $56,000 on the Dolphins to win it all.
Purchase a lifetime supply of Viagra. Take the Beast to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Well, QAM and AOL for broadband are giving you that chance. It's the $56,000 home run contest.
If a Florida Marlins player hits a home run through the QAM target in left field in the bottom half of the fifth inning, one lucky winner will walk away with $56,000.
Woohoo!
The home run has to be on the fly.
To register, just log on to WQAM.com, then listen to the game. Put 56 grand in your hand from AOL for broadband and Sports Radio 560 QAM.
It's an election year, and QAM is encouraging all baseball fans to get out and vote. Mike Lowell, Miguel Cabrera, and Luis Castillo are up for nomination as starters in this year's All-Star Game. Log on to WQAM.com and vote for third baseman Mike Lowell, outfielder Miguel Cabrera, and second baseman Luis Castillo. You can vote up to 25 times each. All entries will be entered into a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Mike Lowell bat and meet Mike before a Marlins game. So get out and vote. Or better yet, just log on to WQAM.com and vote Mike Lowell, Miguel Cabrera, and Luis Castillo to the 2 2004 All-Star Game. Supported by the flagship station of the Florida Marlins, Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Hurry to Miami Lakes Buick Pontiac GMC and receive a dinner certificate or a round of golf at Shula's Hotel and Golf Resort just for taking a test drive. For a limited time, you can drive away in a brand new 2004 GMC Envoy from only $299 a month. Or check out the new Pontiac Vibes and Sunfires from only $129 a month. Get up to $8,000 off a brand new Buick Rendezvous. Nobody will give you a better price than Miami Lakes Buick Pontiac GMC, located at Northwest 167th Street off the Palmetto Expressway. Or call 305-362-7283. See dealer for details.
Log on to WQAM.com and check out the WQAM Fan Club. Register for a chance to win a one-pair autographed baseball sponsored by Presidente Imported Beer. Register for a VIP all-access package to the Pepsi 400 in Daytona. Package includes tickets, hotel, a meet-and-greet with number 30 AOL Johnny Sauter, hospitality passes, and more from AOL for Broadband and Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Well, we might even hit you with a little bit of Rick Weaver back in 72. Dolphins are perfect. The World Series calls with the Marlins. Jay Feeler's dive in for a touchdown, the Oakland game, the Denver game a couple of years ago. And if there's a call that makes the hair stand up on your arm, maybe it was Christian Laettner. Maybe you're a Kentucky Wildcat. Maybe you're a Duke Blue Devil. Bobby Thompson, shot heard around the world. Some Super Bowl calls. Scott Norwood, he was wide right. Well, that kind of stuff. If you got one you want to hear or you one that you'd like to include on our list, we'll bring it your way. As Captain Curtis has been running around furiously. I think we can officially say we've reached the dog days of summer. This might be the doggiest of dog days. Deadsville. Fins haven't opened. Pete draft conversation has come and gone. No baseball game last night. That was pretty bizarre. Panthers chat doesn't really burn up the line, so I guess Athens is a couple weeks away. So this is one of those 100 other days. Time to earn a paycheck. Talk about duty, honor, country. The reason I was going to miss the show today was I was going down to Isla Mirada. I was going to jump on three rings with Jimmy Joe and Terry Bradshaw and Captain Skip Bradeen and Captain Eric Bass, but no. Decided I had to line up. Been dallying around for too long now. Speaking of Terry Bradshaw, nice to know he's back in Pittsburgh's good graces. Smoked the peace pipe. That's good. Long overdue. It was about 20 years. You believe that for all the good things, Bradshaw and that crew in Pittsburgh, Steel Curtain, Jarella's Gorillas, Franco's Italian Army, all that stuff. He should embrace Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh should embrace him. Big feud with Chuck Knoll. Big feud with, I guess, Lynn Swann. But what a run. Pittsburgh's